participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless and only on the Don and Mike Show.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello?
Hey, it's hard. We've got a commercial.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Just people.
Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they will.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Who's the reason?
Yes.
The Cowboys won yesterday.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Am I the only one that thinks they can still run the table and all the ships at sea? Perhaps you heard them as a topic of discussion on CBS's The NFL Today. It's Swami Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Let me give you a chance to belatedly say rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. It's the Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Monday.
Monday, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. December 3.
Here's your phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. And from New York City, your hotline is 877-692-1027. Here he is, everybody. Radio's Guy Burnley. Hello, Buzz.
Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
There's the hello to Buzz, and welcome to the show. I got a ton of weekend stuff to tell you about. I don't know how much. I mean, we're so jam-packed today. We've got to start, though, with soliciting for Wednesday's contest.
The Boobtacular?
Yeah, Boobs for Benz.
Ah, Boobs for Benz.
Where girls are being invited to come down to the Don and Mike broadcast headquarters, the CBS building in Fairfax, and paint your boobies like Christmas ornaments.
Holiday decorated breasticles.
And the best boobs that are painted like Christmas ornaments, as decided by the panel of judges, and by you on the internet as well, will receive a key that could start the Mercedes-Benz 230 that we're giving away a week from Friday.
All right.
Want to mention, girls, you can certainly call and tell us you want to play the game, or you can just come down. We'd rather have you call so we have an idea of how many girls are coming down. And once again, I'm going to put Buzz in the spotlight here.
Yes.
Spotlight on the guy with the open marriage. Girls, if you don't feel comfortable painting your own breasts and putting your clothes on, or maybe you don't feel comfortable sitting in the green room and painting your breasts, I'm sure I speak for Buzz when I say Buzz would be happy to paint them for you.
I am an experienced body painter.
Yeah,
I'm ready to step up.
And you're talented, too. You've got experience and you've got ability.
I like to think I have the touch.
So that's on Wednesday's show. That's 2 days away, but we'll start setting this up now.
Buzz will be using finger paints, so if you don't mind.
And girls, if you want Buzz to paint your breasts, you can direct him to say more red here, more green there, some sparkle here.
Ow, that hurt.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Whatever. Buzz, please. No. Buzz, start over. Lick it clean.
You pinched me.
If I must.
Whatever. Girls, that's on Wednesday. Come in Tokyo. Whatever. It's Wednesday's episode. Boobs for Benz. We want you to know, girls, our doors will be open on Wednesday for you to come down. One of you with the best boobs will win the key that could start the Mercedes a week from Friday. And we're going to have the pictures on the internet. No heads, no below the belt, just the boobs.
And it's not the best boobs, it's the best decorated boobs.
Correct. And that's on Wednesday. We're just starting the hype going on that now, so you guys know that Wednesday is the day to do that.
Will Buzz also decorate wreaths?
Yes, now we will have a shaver.
Shaver?
If, in fact, you would like your area, your privacy, to be turned into a Christmas wreath
right.
for extra bonus mm-hmm. points, Buzz will also be operating the shaver that day. Or you can, shave yourself.
Sure. Yeah, and I mean, and that's bonus. That's extra credit if, you're,
sure
if your Christmas wreath meets with our approval. You know, we will, any wreath, really. Even a completely unkempt wreath.
So that's on Wednesday's show. Now, today we've got, we're going to be giving away a Benz Key today on the show. We're going to be giving away the iPod and the iBook from mm-hmm. Apple, the hottest new toy for Christmas. We're going to be doing all of that today. I just want to start by telling you who the world's number one terrorist is in my mind.
Who would that be?
Well, he's a man that you've known for 10 years.
Yes.
And I want to tell you where I'm coming from on this, that I know that we have bored you guys to tears, especially over the last year, with bitching about management and time slots and clearances and stuff like that. We're not going to bitch. We're not going to bitch. We're just going to tell you the way that it is. The word Ken will never again be used on this show next to the word Stevens. Okay? This, I swear on my kid's life, dead to me. Ken Stevens, dead to me.
Mm-hmm.
Osama Ken Laden. That is the guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy. We got the answer about Philadelphia. We're going to continue to, this guy's going to pay us $100,000 not to be on in Philadelphia.
Right.
Okay? We got the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's the deal. We're working here for 18 more months.
Yes, we are.
And we are officially starting the countdown. Now, we're not going to do it every day like we've done before, when we were mad at the last place we worked.
Right,
where
exactly.
We ripped a page off the calendar every day.
Mm-hmm.
We're just giving everybody out there warning. And we want to tell the good people at Clear Channel Broadcasting, at ABC Disney.
Yes.
At our former friends at Emmis Broadcasting.
Yes, at Emmis, right.
That 18 months ain't that long.
Not long at all.
No,
not
it ain't long. That long. Think about the 4th of July, not this past 4th of July, but the one before that.
Mm-hmm.
From there to right now, that's 18 months.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be gone. We're going to be out of here.
Exactly.
But we're not. This is it. This is the end of the beginning and the end of the bitch session. But the name Ken will never be put next to the name Stevens.
Osama Ken Laden.
On this show. It's never going to happen again. And Infinity, all you've done for 10 years is bend us over a chair and F us. So what we're going to do is try to continue to do the best possible show that we can.
Amen.
Not waste your time by bitching about it and arguing about it.
Not going to do that, no.
We're not going to walk off.
We wanted you to know what's going on.
We're not
going to
have the work stoppage or anything like that. But everyone out there, you could get your calendars out now and start the countdown with us. We have 18 months left. And I swear, on my child's life, I know the way they think they know the way that I think, that I got a short memory, that a month from now I'm going to forget this.
No.
I'm not going to forget it.
No.
Not going to forget it. They've got other priorities in the company.
They do indeed.
They got other disc jockeys whose shows they want to promote. We've been at the bottom. We've been a bottom feeder for God knows how long.
Yep.
And that's it. And
they seem to want to look the other way at a track record, at a consistent winning track record. Doesn't seem to be that big a deal.
This Philly thing has been the absolute last straw where, he says to us, we're going to give you the start date on Friday. I'll give you a firm date Friday. I called the guy, Osama Ken Stevens. I called him 4 times on Friday in the office. He never calls back. I call him at home on Friday night and leave him a message. Never call back. Calls me Saturday and gives me the absolute, and if I could tell you, the reason he'd be blown away. The reason that they're not going to put us on in Philadelphia but continue us to pay this exorbitant amount of money that's in our contract about Philadelphia.
Right.
You'd fall on the floor. You'd fall on the floor.
Oh, you certainly would.
But we can't tell you that.
No, because that, you know, we are going to do what we get paid to do. We're going to be stand-up guys about this. But we also want to share, you know, the frustration with our audience, because I think we've done that all along. We really have. But we're not going to tie you up with it every single day. We're not. I mean,
we're not going to tie you up with it.
Because that would get boring, and that would be not
any more past today. However, all we will ask you is, please, whether you're listening to us in Washington or New York or Seattle or Las Vegas or any of these cities that we're on in right now, we got to have the ratings. We got to have the ratings so that in 18 months...
Absolutely.
We got another home base.
Let's keep it going. You know, we got to keep going. What we do, what you're doing right now, you know, here in Washington, D.C., New York City, you know, keep going in that direction. That's what we want. And it's very, very important. It is as important now as it will ever be. It is always that way when we are getting towards the end of a contract.
Because what we're looking at this now is we're looking at, like, an athlete who's coming up to be a free agent. And our contract is up in 18 months. And
we have to have a good season.
No matter what happens, we're not going to stay working here. I told this to Ken. I said, we take less money to go across the street and kick your ass. We would take less money. We go back to doing afternoons. We do mornings. We'll do midday somewhere.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
We'll go over where, you know, wherever you want us. But, you know, it's been every single year something like this happens. And then finally you get to a point where you just say, you know, we're going to do our jobs. We're professionals. But man, oh, man, we feel like we've been kicked in the gut.
You know what? And I said to him, I said, the $100,000 that you're paying us for this thing in Philly, that's what we get for a new station. Now we get $100,000. I said, I would rather you keep the money and put us on YSP. And just let us make our ratings on YSP.
Yeah, pay us the money when we get to a certain number.
No, but what they're going to do is they're going to continue to pay us this exorbitant amount of money to not be on WYSP in Philadelphia.
Right.
And the reasons are incredible. And for that reason, this is it. This is, mark your calendars. It's December 3rd, 18 months.
Right.
We're out of here.
Exactly.
That's it. Okay, so that's all I want to say about that. Hello, Eric, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Don, is this going to affect your program director job over there, JFK? Or
No, absolutely not. Listen, there is absolutely no reason, while I'm still the program director of WJFK, again, thinking totally selfishly, I want this station to do well.
Of course.
Because it reflects on my ability, when Mike and I leave here, to find another station that I can be the program director of while I'm being a disc jockey. So, no. And that's why we're not going to do anything stupid like walk off or have a work stoppage or bore you every day with this. Just tell you that Ken, Osama Ken Laden, the relationship, it's over. That's it. It's over. We're going to go through the next 18 months, and we're not going to speak to him. That's it.
Okay, I another quick question.
Yeah.
Not to change the subject, but are you going to have Senile Pat Summerall on today?
The Senile Pat Summerall?
You mean the, play the tape of the Beg Your Pardons?
Yeah.
Did we,
I think we may have alluded to the fact that we were going to do that.
Did we forget to tape the Pat Summerall this weekend?
No, I did.
You know what? I don't think Summerall and Madden had a game this weekend. I think they had this weekend off.
I think they were, they were at some sort of spa together.
Although I do have. Oh, listen.
They did the St. Louis game.
Oh, did they do the Rams
it
game?
It started out in my brain funnier than it came out.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Yeah. You know, we forgot to tape it. We'll make a mental note to do it.
All right.
So anyway, we've told you about the evil empire. Start your calendars. 18 months. We're outie. Okay. Thank you for bearing with us. Now, and as far as I'm concerned, as the growth that we have with the show now, the markets that we're on in. Mm-hmm. That's where we're going to be.
That's fine, and we will deal with that. And really, you know, we say to all the cities we're on, and, you know, keep up the support of the show, we say specifically to New York and to Washington, D.C., you know, keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
Hi.
I'm just curious. Maybe you can help me and the rest of the listeners out, but, you know, you're being paid, you know, to not go to work. You know, help us out. Why is that so important?
Because Philadelphia is the fourth largest market. And the whole deal in radio, it's not so much money, it's getting clearances in big cities.
Okay.
And you got to get, New York is obviously the biggest market in the country. Mm-hmm. Washington is the seventh market. Other than that, We don't have, I mean, like, Seattle's number 13, Portland's number 20,
exactly.
Baltimore's number 21. We got nothing up there in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
So to be on at the fourth largest market in America,
right.
You go up to Philadelphia, where there's a wide open hole for our show, as we've been promised, as it's written in our contract, you go up there, you get some ratings, then the idiot in Cleveland, who doesn't know anything about radio, says, well, golly, these guys are doing pretty good in D.C., and they're doing pretty good in New York. Now they're doing good in Philly. I think I sign them for my station.
That's the way it works.
Because that's how radio works. Is the radio is they're a bunch of lemmings. If it works somewhere big, they'll put it on somewhere else.
Right.
All right. Glad you cleared it up. Great show, guys.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
That's when we have the golden opportunity to say to other radio stations, don't just look at it, eat it.
Right.
There you go.
Absolutely. So, anyway. Oh, hold on. What is this? Jay. Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Don, Mike, Buzz, I'm going to talk to you, Don, because I know you're kind of in control of this conversation, but I'll point it at Mike, too, because he's never really come out with how he really feels about this. But if you were offered, say, New York City to go up there to the affiliate up there, would you take that job?
You mean at the end of
Washington, D.C., is my question.
At the end of our contract?
Correct.
If we rephrase your question, because I'm confused by it.
At the end of your contract, yeah. if you were offered another deal somewhere else other than Washington, D.C., would you leave?
It would depend.
Would you make your home base somewhere else?
It would depend on the deal, yeah. And listen, we're wide open. It might be Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It might be Los Angeles. We'd love for it to be D.C. Actually, it would be sweeter to be D.C., mm-hmm. because then we'd have the chance to stick it right up Osama Ken Stevens' butt.
Yeah, and D.C. and New York would be the optimal, you know, a company that had, that had the similar locations that Infinity has.
No, but our goal is never to leave Washington, D.C.
No, we really know where all our, we've said it before, that all our success springs from here. You know,
I hope you don't.
But you guys, I've
been a PD of a radio station before, and I've seen.
Oh, you're a radio guy?
Yes, I've seen jocks coming.
All right, goodbye. I'm not going to talk to a radio guy.
Radio guy,
please. Besides, it's so far in the future. You know, it's 18 months from now. Just know that 18 months, you're going to hear us somewhere else on the radio dial.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Okay? Now, we were out at the Redskins game yesterday, which incidentally I'll tell you some stuff about. Our friend Tim Stickney from One Life to Live, RJ, was there.
Fantastic.
So Fried and I are at the game. Hold on a second. What am I doing with the phones here? Oh, I got it. We're at the game, right? And we get home. And there's a message on the machine at home. An interesting message, I think, from someone who was on this show on Friday.
Yeah.
Someone who's very high strung. Someone who doesn't like the words pissed or sucked.
Or goddamn.
But doesn't have a problem with the F word.
That's the way we understand it.
Yeah, she's not there.
Hello?
Oh, hi, sweetie.
Hey, hold on a second, boo-boo.
Hey, baby, what are you doing?
Oh, God. Yeah, I got to get rid of this portable.
We got to get a new phone. Our portable phone sucks.
Yeah, that portable phone, I can't talk to my mother anymore, because, you know.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, normally I make the beds and fill the dishwasher and do all, and start the washing machine.
Oh, boy, you.
Yeah, well, I'm talking to my mother, and it makes both jobs go very quickly, but now that I don't have a portable phone, I can't just sit down and talk to her.
Okay, well, in 18 months, I promise I'll buy you a new portable
phone. There you go.
Listen, to access that message, do I use this line or do I use the other line?
It's the other line.
Oh, it's the other one.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, still there?
That was it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, you made me run downstairs, do feedback on the phone, pick up the portable phone, because you don't even know the answer to that question.
No, well,
you just missed me.
I just missed you?
No, well, I think so, because you know the answer.
I agree with her.
I think
times of trouble, you need your wife. You wanted to talk to her.
She knows. She's been through it with me all weekend. I mean, I know.
I was slapping you around and telling you, you know, that life is great, and you are looking at the glass half empty. So look at the glass half full.
Right, and it was my wife who actually...
You like me.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, your wife and I discussed that, Mike, because you both look at the glass half empty when there's so many wonderful things going on in your life.
Well, Frieda, if it's any consolation to you, I'll be speaking with a professional about that this afternoon.
Are you going to do counseling today?
Going back to my favorite person.
Oh, boy.
Terrific.
Dr. Giggles.
She's great.
Good luck. But, I really and truly think it's a gene thing with you guys.
I think it's an Osama Ken Laden thing.
If it weren't for Ken, I mean, before, there's been a whole list of terrorists with, you know, like Ken. I mean, before that, it was Alan Goodman. I mean, it was all, there's always.
I was saying to a bunch of my friends over the weekend, a bunch of the guys in the band crap, that I have every 2 months, maybe 2.5 months, I'll have a good 45 seconds to a minute where I'm genuinely happy.
Well, I think I'm happy a lot of the time.
You are not. You know what? You know what your happiest is? When I ask you how you're doing, your response is not as bad as I was.
Oh, now, come on, honey. Now wait, haven't we been through this before? We been through this before?
No, and you have tried admirably, and you don't tell me. You know, when you're grumpy all the time, and you do keep it to yourself more, so it doesn't bring down the whole house. But really, when you ask how you're feeling, it's like, not as bad. And that is, well, you know, I mean, that is the picture of health for you.
If you're talking about physically, and again, I've not bored everybody with all this kidney crap that I've had going on for the last, I don't know, how many months, the last 3, 4, 5, 6 months. I've not bored you guys with that. But mentally now, you know, even when I'm having a great day, I don't ever come downstairs. I'm not a guy like that. You say, how you doing? And I say, I am great.
No, you don't.
No, I say, I'm fine. I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I'm fine. I'm doing better than I was.
Well, I'm fine. Like, I opened my eyes again this morning.
Yes, that's you know what? Yeah. I open my eyes, I win the lottery, I'm alive another day,
right,
and I'm ready to tackle the day.
Hey, it's a good outlook, my man.
Now, come on, listen, you got to admit, we had a fine weekend.
We did.
We had none of this negativity happening this weekend, although you did walk me off the ledge after my conversation with Ken originally on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry I wasn't there for you this weekend, Don. I know you tried to call, and I didn't know that, you know, that it was heavy-duty stuff with Ken, so I finally reached you. At 11 o'clock.
On Sunday morning.
After I'd been out all night with police officers.
Wow.
Yeah.
You cope in your own way, don't you, Mike?
I do.
With the help of...
You know what? And I'll tell you, about, let's say, 1 a.m., I was real happy.
Oh, I could talk to Fred about this before I play the mystery message. We got these friends of ours. And
now, you talk about this on your own.
No. Come on. We got these friends of ours, and they said... We've got an idea. We've got a guy who's got an idea, and what we'd like to do is bring the guy over to your house this weekend and have the guy tell you about this idea. It's a product. So
one of your neighbors did this to you?
No, one of our friends, a very close friend of ours. The kid goes to school with our kid.
Okay.
Maybe our closest friends from school. So we said okay, thinking that the guy was going to, like, come over with a Vegematic or,
right,
you know, one of these, like, a Ron Popeil thing.
And you said okay because they're such close friends.
Yeah, and because, frankly, I was, you know, I was interested. I was thinking, because the guy didn't tell me on the phone what it was, right?
But they gave, so they gave you the pitch that wow.
So the guy...
It's like Amway.
So they show up, and that's what I thought, Amway or maybe Vegematic.
Right.
But, you know, these guys, they're our good friends, so, well, what the hell, we'll bring the guy over.
Well, they're good friends, too, so if we hadn't have been, if it was something we weren't interested in, we could have told him right out.
Right.
So the guy comes over, and as it turns out, what it is it's a pitch meeting. The guy, it's not a Vegematic, it's not a slice and dice, it's not the pocket fisherman.
Right.
What it is it's a kid's TV show. Okay, and I don't want to get into great detail about what this is.
Of course.
But the guy has got all of these things in line and things that are happening and marketing, and I mean, he's throwing out names like PBS and Spielberg and Turner, and he's got all this paperwork and all of this stuff, and I'm sucked into it. It's like we are sitting in our family room, the room we're never allowed to sit in,
right?
And I'm sitting there just basking in the fact that I'm just thinking in my head, I'm in a pitch meeting right now. I'm in a pitch meeting. I'm being pitched something.
Right.
And the guy, he's not coming to my house for money. The guy, what he's pitching me on is being a member of the advisory board.
Because he thinks my husband's smart.
Right.
You know, so we were trying not to laugh.
Right. So, you know, because at first I thought the guy's coming over looking for a check. The guy, he says, I don't want your money. I don't want a dime of your money. I want your expertise.
He wants you to consult him.
I want your expertise. I want your media thought on this. I get the advisory board together. He's tossing out these names. And the more this guy's talking, the more I'm just getting sucked into the whole concept of the fact that,
wow, this is not like a Vegematic. This is a TV show that you know, I could see on PBS.
Is he going to want money eventually?
No.
Wow.
He does not need my money.
No money.
He does not need my money.
He wants your brain.
He wants my brain.
Cool.
So we go downstairs, we go to the TV room, we pop the video cassette in.
We have to call it the screening room now.
Yeah, well, okay. Now that we've been pitched, it's a screening room.
Right.
So we go down, we pop this thing in, and, you know, to me it looks like the Smurfs or whatever, but I see that it's high quality.
Is it animated?
Yeah, it's an animated show for kids, and, I mean, he's got the whole rigmarole. I mean, the guy's set. I mean, he's ready to roll on this baby, and he's talking about, you know, meetings with all these people he's had, and I'm just sitting there like, I can't, this is my wildest dream, to be involved in something like this.
Right.
And at one point, he says, so here's where I stand. He says, I don't want any of your money, all I want is your expertise to be on the advisory board to begin with, perhaps on the board of directors. I don't need any money. I've got all of the investment money I need. You know, a couple hours at a hotel room in a meeting facility. You know, they're talking about stock options and all this other stuff. And my head is swimming. Now, at this point, Frida sits there, and she thinks that I'm not interested in this. And what she says is, she says, well, this is all really great, but my husband's real knowledge is radio. He really doesn't know anything about television. He watches a lot of television, but he doesn't know about this, and he's not really an expert at marketing. And I shoot her a look like, what are you doing? What are you doing? So I immediately stand up and I say to the guy, listen, no, I'm in. I said, I'm in. I shake the guy's, I'm like, advisory board? I'm in.
There you go.
And we're doing the Hollywood handshake and everything.
Very,
you know,
cool.
You know, you clasp the hands. Over
right.
And I'm getting handed all of this stuff, all of this stuff, the stickers and the CDs and all the junk that they've already got made and the little prototype things that they've had made.
Right.
And I got my video cassette. And he's like, well, great. Well, then what we're going to do is we're going to set up the meeting with, now, are you, and he starts throwing out names. Are you familiar with so-and-so from Universal? I don't know him from Adam, but
you say yes.
I go, yeah, sure. Yeah, he goes, well, great. Well, then we'll get you in a meeting with him, and we get, you know, because I just need creative people on board
right.
on this thing. So they leave, and Frida says to me, what's wrong with you? And I say, what do you mean, what's wrong with me? She said, I gave you the perfect opportunity to get out of this thing. We listened to the guys, to the pitch, and I said, yes, honey, it was a pitch meeting. It wasn't like a Vegematic or something.
Right.
It's a pitch meeting. It doesn't cost me nothing.
Right.
And who's to say that this thing won't be the next Barney?
Mm-hmm.
I have no experience with this, and I'm taking it to the nth degree.
Well, when I think of children's programming, though, I think of you.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this, though. I do know good TV when I see good TV.
Even Barney.
And I told the guy, when he put the videotape on, I only had to watch 30 seconds of it. I said, that's a hit show.
Did you drop any names like Captain 20?
No.
Did you have a past in children's programming?
Count Gore Duvall.
There you go.
All the greats from WDCA.
I didn't mention
it. Is it animated or does it have puppets?
No, it's animated.
Animated.
It's animated. It's got top flight animation.
Really?
Ooh. So the guy, they leave, and she says to me, we're standing out on the front stoop, and she says, what's wrong with you? I gave you the opportunity to get out.
Right.
And I feel like Al Pacino, you know, every time I want out, they pull me back in.
Sure.
Honey, I don't want out.
No.
This is fun. I want to go to more pitch meetings. And I realize that I'm looking at this from totally the wrong perspective, that I'm not looking at it because I want to make any money on this. Well, that wouldn't hurt.
Sure.
I'm not looking at this because I'm interested. I'm fascinated with the prospect of going to these meetings and having big fruit platters and big, big deli platters and having the prospectus laid in front of me. And
you want to be a television executive, which is what you wanted to be all your life.
And then, you know, they're asking me what I think.
Sure.
They're asking me what I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm throwing out stuff to him like, well, you know, PBS is not a bad starting point, but you should seriously think about Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
The Nickelodeon has plenty of hours during the week, and he's like, oh, this is why we need somebody like you.
Right.
This is why we need the media experience that you have.
So you contributed.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why you're on the advisory board.
Correct.
Cool. So I'm on this advisory board.
I'm a mogul now. I'm officially a media mogul.
It's very exciting.
And you almost ruined it for me.
I'm sorry, my darling. I wasn't looking at it from the fantasy point of view.
but that's where I'm coming from. Saying, yeah, you know, and we thought when this guy was coming over,
right,
that it was going to be like, okay, I've got a combination, you know, hedge clipper, automobile detailer, feather duster that we were going to have to sit through, but I was actually quite taken with the entire
problem. Hollywood type guy?
Yeah, he was swarmy.
Right.
Yeah. No, he was. The only thing Hollywood is that his, you know, sunglasses inside, which is a look you like too, Mike, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. He wore dark glasses inside?
They were a light maroon tint.
Oh. Could you see his eyes?
At one point, he took the glasses off and we went downstairs to watch the videotape.
Right.
And he had, you know, all the gaudy pinky rings and, you know, the flashy Chuck Woolery watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, that guy was easy.
Don, we must talk.
Yeah, Slinky Boy. Slinky Boy. So I loved it. And, and you know, our British neighbors, we love them. You know, we love them. We really do love them. They're our favorite neighbors. As you've heard me mention many times, they are moving back to England. But apparently, this is like a going away party that never ends. That we had a going away party with them last weekend.
Right.
Then we had another going away party with them on Saturday night.
Aren't those going away parties fun when somebody moves out of the area?
Well, I understand that the big one now is this coming Saturday night.
It's like a farewell tour for residents.
Yeah, this one, the one Saturday night, this is going to be the blowout one.
Ah, very exciting.
Right? Am I right about that, honey?
Yeah, and I was very surprised to hear on Saturday night. I didn't realize that you were planning to go back to France this summer.
That's where they're moving.
Yeah,
and if I, you know, I get a free deal to stay over in France, what the hell?
You don't have to stay at a hotel.
What the hell, right? Remember, Rob A. and I, we had a great time over there. And besides, by the time next summer comes, well, hell, I'm going to be pissing on this radio gig because I'm going to be Mr. Barney.
Yeah, you'll be marketing to Paris.
I'm going to be Mr. Barney.
So he's going to pay you.
Well, that has to be worked out. I'm going to get some kind of stock option, I believe.
All right, I have another call, my darling.
All right, well, is it on the other line?
Yeah, somebody's leaving a message right now. Wait a minute.
I wanted to know if your wife shares the enthusiasm for the project.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, there's the mom. Sorry. I'll call her back. What, my darling?
Mike, want to know if you share my enthusiasm for this.
For this project?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a little premature to be enthused, but if he's happy, you know, it's fine with me. He always dreamed about, who was the guy that died that programmed NBC?
Fred Silverman.
No, he didn't. He didn't die.
Brandon Tartikoff.
That's who you wanted to be.
That's the dude I wanted to be.
Didn't Fred Silverman die, too?
No, he's still around. Alive.
He's still alive?
Yeah.
That's just a lot of people wanted him dead.
They did. I think he put diagnosis murder on the air.
There you go.
So if he gets a new fantasy and it gets him out of the football jersey into the, you know, the shiny suit, I'm all for it.
Oh, my fantasy team kicked ass this weekend.
Yeah.
I won the money this weekend, got 176 points from my man, Aaron Brooks.
All right, I've heard all about this, so I'm leaving.
All right, I'm going to call and get that message.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, sweetie. I know we got a break. Well, Rob, let me just play you the message first here. Hold on a second. So we're at the game yesterday. Come home, and it says you have one message. Now, this is the message. As you can hear, it was about 5:30 yesterday afternoon. I'll wait for this to say four rings, and it'll click through.
Be three. Here comes the fourth ring.
And they do hear. Listen, this will scare children now. Frida's voice. Listen to this.
Hello. Sorry we missed your call. Leave a message at the beep. Thanks.
All right, now we're going to get the message.
We have line two messages.
Okay, here's the one we got.
Two messages. Sunday, 5:28 p.m. Line two.
Don, where are you? Nance, I just talked about you on the air, my friend. I hope you're well. You may have a surprise call tomorrow from yours truly. Talk to you later.
So we hear that the first time, and Frida's
probably calling from the desk.
Frida says, who is that? And I said, play it again. And I said,
I think that's Jim Nance.
Don Nance.
You know what? He probably is calling from the desk, but he has a tone in his voice that he's naked and hiding under a bed.
Don Nance.
What are you wearing? Where are you? I need you now.
What are you doing right now? You might get a surprise call from me tomorrow.
Don't stay pissed. Goodbye.
It's like the third time we listened to it, I finally said, you know what? It's Jim Nance from CBS.
Mm-hmm. But when he calls you, I say, God damn, you sound pissed, and that sucks.
I think if anybody out there has a tape of the CBS show yesterday, when we, you know, we made the football, the picks on the air on Friday, I got 4 out of 5 games wrong, which means I lose. Mike, how many did you get, right?
I think, I'm not sure what my total was, but I know I won. I know I had more correct picks than anybody in our group.
Buzz, do you have the recap there?
Yeah, Lisa, do you have the final results?
I have what your picks were, yeah.
Don got 1 right.
Yay!
Rudy got 2 right. Nancy got 3. And Mike O'Mara got 4 correct answers.
4 out of 5.
Out of 5.
Well,
4
out of 5.
I am the seer. I am the soothsayer. But there's a very nice deal here.
Yeah, and what that means now is that I have to write the charity of your choice.
Right.
A check for $250, and that charity is?
And the Lupus Foundation.
Lupus Foundation.
So $250 goes to the Lupus Foundation.
So I guess that...
Then the golden boy, shine again. Well, you know, with my record in fantasy football and my, you know, not winning the money, not winning the pot, ever in fantasy football, it was nice to finally have something football related where, and I remember when I picked, you know, I hate to say this for Redskins fans, but I have picked, you know that I've picked the Redskins to win more than anybody else this season, and they have lost and lost and lost, and then finally they got a little cocky. I had it in my gut. I thought Dallas was going to win. I thought they were right for the picking. Bingo. I am the seer, 4 out of 5, including the New England Patriots over the New York Jets.
You know, God damn it, effing Jets. Hey, that game, I don't know if you watched that game. Like the first quarter looked like the Jets are going to win 1 million to nothing.
Right.
Vinny throws that thing at Santana Moss, and then the next thing I know, I turn it back on, and it's a heartbreaking loss for the New York football Jets. There's lots of games yesterday that pissed me off. But,
yeah, but you won the money. I mean, so it's tempered. I mean, the fact that your fantasy team kicked ass.
Yeah. Yeah, but
you won. How many times have you won the money in fantasy? 3 times?
Third time. And you know why, Mike? Because I went with a black man.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sorry, Rob. I just got to tell you.
Absolutely.
Always.
Way to go.
Bet on black.
Yeah, amen,
brother. I had my choice again this weekend.
Very good.
Was it going to start Aaron Brooks from New Orleans or Tom Brady, you know, the white devil from the New England Patriots?
Well, you saw the light.
I went with my man.
Absolutely.
Aaron Brooks. All my guys. As a matter of fact, with the exception of Sebastian Janikowski, my entire team is black. And if I could find me a black kicker,
yeah,
I'd pick him up today.
Amen.
I'd pick him up today because I'm telling you, I'm on a roll with fantasy football.
And I'd be happy to sit down with you and Jim Nance and Rudy Martsky anytime to, you know, to just show you the ropes as far as how to prognosticate. It's pretty amazing. It's like 90%.
Yeah. So, yeah, good. I promise. Robbins just pointed out that on my fantasy team, I have 10 blacks and a Polack.
Oh, God, Rob.
That's the way the boys mind.
Rob.
10 blacks and Sebastian Janikowski.
Rob.
10 brothers and a Polack.
God, Rob, just waiting to go back to his Austrian villa.
So anyway, I guess based on the message from Jim Nance, and we've heard this from some people, he apparently was crowing about this a bit yesterday on his on the CBS
yeah,
show.
Yeah, and I get the impression that Nancy thought that he won. Yeah. He got 3 out of 4, right?
Or he was, or he knew that I lost.
Yeah, it could be that. It could, but I don't know what was said exactly.
I think that somebody said that he said, "Hey, and to Don of the Don and Mike Show, get out your checkbook."
Well, I certainly hope he accentuates the positive, and he says, "And Mike, get ready to accept that check due to your incredible seeing, soothsaying vision."
Well, if anybody saw that the thing there with the Jim Nance, we'd love to you know, and if by some ungodly reason we're taping it,
that happens. People tape everything.
Sure they do. I can't imagine you tape it, but we'd love to hear it if you got a tape of it. So, but Nancy, I think, is based on that message, will be calling the show today.
Nancy.
877-365-3636. That's your national number from D.C. 202-432-1067. And New York, 877-692-1027. Caller 100. Get some more of this weekend stuff out of the way. And then on with the show. We'll be right back.
And Mike Show.
Don Love.
Mutual love.
And love of others.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Yeah.
Time for call 100. And here we go. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Jim, I want to be called 100, please.
Yes, you are the 100th caller.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, hi, what's your name?
My name's Nick.
Who's this?
Nick.
Nick, where are you from?
I'm from Staten Island.
Nick, you won the Mistletoe Bear from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
Aww.
Send a bear gram gift from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
Yeah, get a bear.
It's easy for you to say.
No. Right, call 1-800-829-BEAR.
Mistletoe Bear, so that means you can kiss it.
Or go to Vermont Teddy Bear.
Go on.
Doc. Oh, it's a teddy bear.
Aww.
Yeah. Now go on, kiss it.
Kiss it.
Kiss it. Kiss it good. Kiss it good. Listen, thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on just a second. Now, we, O'Reilly, we're going to need some music beds to set up the contest here in a second.
Okay.
As I mentioned on the show today, we're going to give you a choice. Actually, we're going to give away both prizes today, the iPod and the iBook. The iPod and iBook, the first MP3 player that holds 1,000 songs and a 10-hour battery.
That's pretty cool.
iPod in your pocket. Don't steal music.
No.
I would not steal music.
No.
From Apple and Apple.com. Also, we're going to be giving away all during the week. We have WWF SmackDown seats. And starting with today, we're going to give away 5th-row seats.
Excellent.
Tomorrow, 4th-row seats.
Wow.
Wednesday, 3rd-row seats. Thursday, 2nd-row seats. And on Friday, we're giving away, hold on, I got it written down here somewhere, 1st-row seats and a ringside chair.
Very cool. Uh-oh.
So that you can actually sit in the ring for WWF SmackDown.
In the ring?
Yes.
Like inside the ropes?
Well, hold on. Let me get the, hold on.
You could get hurt.
Ringside, ringside chair.
Ringside chair.
So not, better than front row tickets, a ringside chair.
That is very exciting.
A very good chance you get your head, cut clean open by one of these guys.
You can smell the BO.
Yeah, so we love the WWF and the SmackDown, so if you're a wrestling fan, we do have all of that coming up. Joining us now on the phone is Jim Nance, as a matter of fact. Here he is. Jim Nance, Nancy from CBS.
Hi, Jim.
Bell today. Hey, Jimbo.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, got your message. I was at the Skins game yesterday when you called.
Not the golf Skins game.
No. The Washington.
I know.
The Washington Redskins game. Got the message and understand.
Well, more importantly, did you not get the message over the airwaves before millions of people?
You know, neither one of
us. Coast to coast on the CBS television network.
No, neither one of us has heard this yet, and we're trying to track it down. And what exactly was said on the air, Jim?
It was in the post-game show at the end of the Ravens-Colts game. And it was one of my final utterances before we signed off. And I said to my good friend Don, of Don and Mike fame, radio fame, I'm afraid you've lost.
Kudos. I know someone out there
Get ready to write the check to the Three Amigos. That's what I said.
But
I think in the end, your man right there, Mike, won it.
Thank you, Jim.
With the call of the Cowboys.
That's right, the Cowboys. And I remember, you were chastising me, Jim, when I'd made that pick. But I had it in the gut. And the sayer. I am the soothsayer.
And you are correct. And I, in fact, am writing a check to the Lupus Foundation for $250 because I'm the big loser. God, I got only one right out of four.
Well, I was surprised you got that one right. At the time that I made that call on the air, forget the call on your answering machine. I mean, the most important thing is here, millions heard about this.
Yes, and Jim.
And I was assuming, wrong, of course, but I was assuming that the Redskins would come back and win that game. But Rudy was never a factor. He wasn't a factor to win the thing, but he also was never in any danger of losing because, it was such a disparity there between.
Well, Jim,
I suck so bad at picking the game.
Jim, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of my opponents. You put up a very good battle. Maybe someday you can achieve my level of greatness in prognosticating, and I accept the championship graciously.
Well, listen, I would expect nothing less from you. one of the great speeches I've heard all year.
Thank you.
We'll have to do it. again sometime if you guys are up to it.
Absolutely. You name it, Jim, sometime before the end of the regular season. We can even do it in the playoffs and in the postseason as well.
Are you not trying to track down this tape? I mean, more importantly, I'm taking a lot of pride. No.
The tape is en route to us now.
Oh, so you do have it.
The tape, we've had four or five people call and say that they were running tape.
Yeah, our listeners tape everything.
And yeah, the tape is en route. We will have it by the end of the show today.
Did people tell you about hearing this?
Yes.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, when I got home after I got your message, my next call was from the neighbor upstairs who said, I just saw the guy on CBS say hi to you. And then when we came in...
You said the neighbor upstairs?
The neighbor next door.
Oh, the neighbor next door. I was wondering whether you moved into some different environment.
No, and when we got to work today, quite a few people had mentioned that that they had heard it. So
that's right.
We thank you for the plug, and this is the Jim Nance line of the weekend, incidentally. If you watched the NFL today, and I watched it before I went to the Redskins game. The Redskins game was a late game. Jim is standing outside with Dion. I noticed there was none of the uncomfortable Soul Brother handshakes.
You know, that was because of you. I told you at that time, I'll be thinking of you at that very moment. It looked very natural and comfortable, though, not to be connecting at that point. It looked fine. It did not look cold or anything.
Right.
The fact that we did not make physical contact.
So,
you're killing me.
Dion, as always, is like wearing one of those robe-type suits that he wears. I mean, he's got, the jacket that's going a million directions and
right.
all these colors. And Jim Nance says, it's a Dion-sombo.
Hey, he loved it.
That's good.
He couldn't believe it. No one knew I was going to pop that right there on the air. I hadn't mentioned it to anyone, but I got to thinking, everybody's always talking about what he's wearing.
Right.
Let's have a name for it. So just on a whim, and the guys were great. The cameraman followed it exactly. And I said, hey, everybody's always wanting to know what you're wearing. Let's go ahead and get it over with. And I got a name for you. And he said, well, what's that? He said, he was a little unsure where I was going. I said, we're going to call it from now on the Dion-sombo.
He's got to love that.
Loved it. He gave me a hug. And that's all he talked about all afternoon. If he ever starts his own clothing company, it's going to be called that.
Well, he ought to give you a piece of that.
You pulled that out of your toolbox.
I don't know where it came from, but I think it all started on my Don and Mike radio appearance last Friday.
There you go.
You guys steered me in the right direction. You told me, stop all the handshaking and all the gyrations and everything.
You guys had a good show, and Jim, as always, thank you for the plug. As soon as we get the tape, we'll be playing the hell out of it. And
give me a call when you play it. I want to hear if I deliver the line cleanly.
Oh, you got it. All right. You'll hear back from us.
Thanks, Jim.
Oh. All right,
Jim. All right,
all
bye.
The best.
All right, bye, Nancy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes, Jim Nance from the NFL Today.
And that truly answers the question. He really does relax on a Monday, doesn't he?
He's
down really day. Calm.
Yeah. He's been up all night.
I don't know if you heard, but...
the ensemble. That's terrific.
He's so uncomfortable with Deion Sanders.
It's great.
It's like you watch it, and if it was closed captioning, you'd see, this man is uncomfortable around colored people. And Jim Nance with Dion, although he did crack Dion up.
Right.
And it was almost, Dion's almost patronizing,
right.
Hey, my man! you came through with one, my man!
The ensemble.
Yeah, so there's Jim Nance, and really we would like a tape of that.
Sure. Yeah,
since, we did go through a period of time just begging Jim Nance to simply say hi to us.
Yeah, this would be the first one unsolicited. We're delighted with that.
I know what you're thinking. Don, you're pathetic. You're making Jim Nance to say hello to you on television. Well, I think we've demonstrated, certainly on today's show, we are pathetic.
Yes, absolutely.
And we're not above begging. And that was a freebie, so we thank Jim for that, and we'll take care of the charity thing. And what can I say? That we'll get him back on the show again.
Very good.
So, listen, the last thing from my weekend was we were out at the Redskins game, as I mentioned yesterday. And all of a sudden, around the corner, here we go. It's Tim Stickney from One Life to Live.
RJ.
RJ. And he's a giant Cowboys fan. You know that if you've heard him on the show. And he comes to me, and now I've mastered the Soul Brother handshake.
Right.
So we do the back and the forth, and we do the hug, and we do the thing with the elbows going back and forth. And I noticed he's got a Redskins jersey on. Even though I know he's a big Cowboys fan. Mm-hmm. I said, now, well, what's up with this? And he lifts up the Redskins jersey, and underneath the Redskins jersey, he's got a Cowboys shirt on.
Wow.
He's afraid to wear the Cowboys shirt in the Redskins stadium.
Sure.
So we start rapping, and I put him on the pregame show.
Good.
Put him on the spot. Put him on our Redskins radio pregame show. And two interesting things happened. First, I have a date with Tim Stickney because he got the Xbox.
Right, right.
And he's telling me, you know, and I've resisted the temptation to get the Xbox or to get the GameCube because I get sucked into this crap every year.
No, it's not Christmas yet.
That's the first thing the guy says to me is, that would be outstanding, Mike.
Done.
The first thing the guy says to me is,
happy surprise.
The first thing the guy says to me is, you are not going to believe the NFL game on the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
It blows all the other ones away. And I said, no, I've heard that before. And he's like going into great detail. No. It makes the PlayStation 2 look like crap. It makes Sega Dreamcast look like crap. I'm like, man, I'd love to see it. He said, next time you come up, why don't you come over and we'll play?
There you go. You and Tim Stickney.
So I say yes to that. And then he says, and incidentally, when are you and Mike going to come by the set of One Life to Live?
Ooh, I didn't know we were invited.
Yes, we were invited. So now what we have to do is take this to the next step. What we have to do is somehow get ourselves speaking roles, since we have SAG cards.
Absolutely.
As extras on our soap opera that we watch, One Life to Live. And what
here's
we,
the chart, miss.
What we can do is
good.
We can actually broadcast
right
from the set of One Life to Live.
Did Asa die?
Only on the show he's dead. They didn't kill him. He's not dead in real life.
Oh, he's not dead, so they killed him off on the show.
Yeah, but, you know, they kill him off on a soap opera. That means he's back, like, during the next rating sweep.
As a ghost.
Yeah, or whatever. or he's been hiding out in Panama or something.
Exactly.
Like that. So Tim says, come by the set. And I said, great. You know what I'd love to do? I'd love to like, work it. We get, like, a mobile transmitting thing. Me and Mike could do the show from the set one day of One Life to Live.
Exactly.
And he says, no problem. However, and I didn't say this to him in person, but I know he's listening this morning. Tim, you got to get a speaking roles.
Absolutely. That's how we cross-promote.
You got to get a speaking roles so that we can actually broadcast live on the radio while we're doing our scene on One Life to Live.
Very, very exciting. Now, do they do that show live, or do they tape it?
No,
right?
they tape it. But they tape it very close to where...
I'm sure they'll have it. They always have those big Christmas party shows.
Well, you know what Carrie said? Carrie, believe it or not, my wife had a chance to speak with Mr. Stickney for apparently an extended period of time.
Well, right. Everyone who talks to Carrie speaks to Carrie for an extended period of time.
I don't know what you're talking about. But they said the stuff they're airing on the... was actually shot in August. So I'm sure the Christmas stuff has already been shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're very efficient.
That's a long time.
It is. But
anyway, so yeah, they filmed 6 weeks ahead. That's what,
very,
that's
very
what
exciting. That is exciting.
And it was nice to see Tim. And Tim, if you can work out that deal with speaking roles, we can bang that thing right out.
Fantastic.
As a matter of fact, they taped that show just around the corner from where I live in New York.
That's convenient.
Where you will be living soon.
We...
yeah, where we will be living soon.
Yeah, I was on the phone with them this morning.
Great. How's that going? How's that working out?
They said that some tenant had rejected my application. had mentioned something about a severe criminal record that I will not be able to move in.
Nope. I haven't said a word. Not a word, Mike.
Yeah.
Welcome to the neighborhood. You know, you've got your issues to work out. I've got my issues
to
work out.
This is true. This is true.
I got two major issues. I got, you know, and again, you know, looking at which, you know, I got, you know, Osama Ken Laden.
Right,
and I
right.
got, but yeah, Mike is a neighbor.
Yep.
Comparatively speaking, you know. You're not a problem.
Thank you. You know I won't be any trouble.
No, I know you won't.
You know, I mean,
and I know that you.
I know it based on that look you just gave me that I won't be any trouble.
And I know.
I'll be far away from you.
And I know that.
It is not that big a deal. You know that it will be awkward for whatever reason. Just based on our personalities, it will be awkward if we do happen to run into each other when we don't expect. If we're getting dropped off, you know, at the place, we, you know, that's different. But, or we're going to some function, you know,
me. It'll be like when we're in the same hotel. But if we see each other, like,
I don't
like happenstance,
I don't
it's going to suck.
I don't want to see you, like, in the laundry room or down, like, getting the mail or something.
Yeah, that's right. It'll just be, you know, hi, how you doing? You know, or then I could just be trouble and, you know, just go down and hang out on your floor.
And just
hi, what school do you go to?
And just know that even if you hear the TV on in my place and the lights on,
yes,
and maybe even if you can smell cigar smoke,
there's no need to knock.
That I won't be answering.
And we'll also continue the effort to you know, do whatever we can to keep our wives apart. You know, it's still what we have to do.
Hello there.
And that won't work.
Don and Mike show.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, hi.
When is your outdoor Christmas concert?
Next week. Next week, the Don and Mike Misfits concert, the annual Christmas concert with Homo Joe, Dennis Murphy, Tom Gavin, Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Right, when they're all out of line. It's fantastic.
And, oh, and Mr. Nice. 40.
Right.
They will be performing live out on the grassy knoll next week, I believe. Probably Thursday or Friday.
Thursday would be great, and then they can hopefully do a better job than they did last year.
As we get closer to Christmas. Well,
sorry, Rob.
That's the charm of the Misfits, though.
Yeah, that's right. I just think Tom Gavin ought to have a more focused role. I mean, he really ought to get the microphone a little more often.
You are the biggest supporter of Tom Gavin on this show.
Love that boy.
Remember, it's not all music, because I hope, again, this year, Tom Gavin will tell us the true meaning of Christmas.
Yes. Remember last year, you explained the story of baby Jesus to us?
Yep, absolutely.
And do you remember his odd spin on it?
No.
That Jesus was gay.
I met somebody, and pardon me for not remembering this story accurately, but I met somebody that knew Tom Gavin, or knew somebody that knew Tom Gavin growing up, and said that Tom Gavin used to beat this person up.
Wow.
Really?
So Tom Gavin used to be the bully.
Who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to? Mini-me?
No, I mean, Tom Gavin, you know, this is many years ago, because Tom is 42, but Tom used to be the bully.
So I think there's perhaps some decay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, Lisa, do we have, I know we're bowling this week. I need the information about the bowling. We've not yet talked about the Don and Mike hot gutter ball action.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm really sorry. I hate to beat a dead horse here, but about the Philadelphia thing, are you not telling us because you're not allowed to tell us, or is it just so pathetic that you don't want to tell us?
I think probably would be unprofessional to go into the details. Yeah. It really would. It would be, you know, one of the things we want to do is we want to, you know, we don't want to give management here an opportunity to say that we're not doing our jobs.
Okay.
But suffice to say, you'd laugh your ass off if you heard the lame reason.
Is that when you do move, you better make DC your first choice, too.
Listen, it will be. Don't worry. Listen,
and I hope that we're not freaking anybody out about that. That of course, is, you know, the fact that we've had the success that we've had in this town, that's our best, you know, situation anyway, and I think that most other companies would know that.
I think, you know, the absolute probably, for you, the worst-case scenario, but for us would be similar to what we have now, where we, you know, split the time between the two cities,
mm-hmm.
Right. Because that's what we like. And anybody else that comes to the plate, you know, any other company, that's great. But really, we don't want to harp on this. We don't want to make this a deal. We just want you, our listeners, two things. First, please support the show more than you ever have.
That's the easy part.
Please, we beg you to, because it's going to give us great negotiating power when it's time for us to pack our bags and get the hell out of here.
Exactly.
And,
out of this building.
And second, support us because of the first reason. That's really the only reason.
Reason one.
And support us because we're not going to bog you down with whining and complaining and giving you the reasons and no walkouts and no, you know, work stoppages and crap like that.
Yeah, our goal is, you know,
stuff like that,
but you'll get a little bit of it. Well, our goal is to do, you know, the best show we can and keep the ratings up. That's it.
You know, and I think we're on a really good roll. I feel so good about the show. Since the time change, I think that the show's been rejuvenated, and I know I'm having more fun than I've ever had, and I don't want anything to get in the way. And the motivation for that is going to be to keep things going to get the ratings as high as we possibly can, so in 18 months,
right,
we can tell these people at this company a goodbye, kiss our asses, good luck.
Amen.
You know, but until then, we're going to do everything they ask.
Sure.
We're going to be team players and, you know, it sucks.
Yeah, but 18 months goes like that.
Yeah, and that's something that I don't think, frankly, they realize. I don't think they realize that. I think that they look at 18 months and they say, well, hell, you know, anything could happen in 18 months. Well, I can remember 18 months ago pretty well.
It's the blink of an eye when it comes to the radio world.
It's pretty fast. And the last thing I'll say about this is that 18 months is being generous because there is also a portion of time in which we're allowed to negotiate with other companies.
Yes.
So it could be a little less than 18 months, actually.
I won't say exactly when, but I happen to know that in my head.
So if you if you're liking the show now, keep listening, and we appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Come see the Gutter Balls. Oh, Wednesday night. Here we go.
Where are we going to be?
We're going to be, Mike, in our unofficial home lanes. Annandale, Virginia again.
Right. Oh my God, that's great.
We do love that we do love these bowling lanes.
I will be in Annandale twice this week because the band's going to be in Annandale again too. I might as well. Yeah, you think they have apartments in Annandale that we could share?
Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, we are taking on a bowling team. Oh, they're doing this just to F with us. The team is called Just People.
Just People.
Just People.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think we're going to be on a roll. I think we're going to be a buzzsaw.
Wednesday night at 8 o'clock.
Just People.
That's the time. Our unofficial home lanes, the Annandale, Virginia AMF Bowling Lane.
AMF!
Love to see you out there. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
O'Mara.
O'Mara.
You know who this is?
Who's this?
The one that stole your bike out the front yard. You know what else I did?
What?
I ripped up your football cards when you was a little kid. You know what else I did?
What else did you do?
I busted your ass in the head with a hammer, boy. Hammer time.
My
Chad
God.
Ram.
Hey, Chad Ram. Oh, my God. Hi, Chad. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Chad, you don't sound like Chad.
You didn't tell me Chad Ram was a brother.
Yeah, no, I had no idea Chad was black. He was white when I grew up with him.
I'm black now.
Yeah, you're black now. Chad, how have you been?
I've been doing fine. Michael, how have you been doing?
How's your brother Spencer?
He's fine.
How's your sister Chesney?
She's fine, too.
And your sister Manette?
Oh, Manette's great.
All right, great. Well, good to hear from you, Chad.
All right, thank you for your bike.
All right, good luck with
bye-bye.
The orange crate.
Bye-bye. Oh, don't let me forget, Wednesday I will regale you with another story. I was in contact with the gang over the weekend.
And they're coming in, right?
They're coming in the first week in January. We're having the big gang reunion. Wednesday I'll regale you with another story about one of our shoplifting episodes.
My God, your life of street crime.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Pete, are you there, Pete?
Mike, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Yeah, Don, I just wanted to confirm what that guy told you at the Redskins game. There's nothing better than your wife's Xbox or her GameCube, for that matter.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Bada bing.
Thank you, my friend. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, I got a quick question for y'all.
Yeah.
Are you leaving in 18 months regardless of your ratings?
Yes.
All right, cool.
However, listen, and this is why it's important that you guys continue to listen and support the show with the ratings, because if we got good ratings like we have now, it's going to be much easier for us to go to the station right across the street,
right,
and have them say, well, listen, we're going to get this great show with great ratings.
Amen.
So please continue to listen and support the show. Please do.
Oh, absolutely.
Please. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we have a 20 share, and tell this place to kiss our ass. Really.
So, I mean, you're out regardless of the ratings.
Yeah, I promise you. We will not re-up with Infinity Broadcasting. There's plenty of other chains out there. We'll just find a new radio home.
Man, they really did you in the A, didn't they?
It's been a long, long period of that. This is not overnight. This is not one particular thing. This has been, you know, just a feeling we've gotten. And when you don't feel like you're on anybody's priority list, you got to go somewhere where you'll be more of a priority.
Especially when they sign a contract.
Right.
And then their whole thing is, why are you bitching about? We're paying you the money.
Right.
And what we've said in return is, you know what?
Keep the money.
We take the money off the table. Just put us on the station like you promised. But, you know, you can understand.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't listened to you a whole lot. I just started listening like the last, like, year or so. But it's a great show. It's a shame you're going to be gone.
Well, no. Listen, and when I say we're going to be gone, we're going to be on another station.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from D.C. I'm a courier down here in D.C.
We'll be on a station in D.C.
Yeah, we will be on a station in D.C. That's going to be part of the equation.
We'll be on a station in D.C. We'll be on a station in New York. And beyond that, I don't know where else we'll be on.
Right.
We'll be on those two in those two markets. Thank you for listening.
Cool deal. Appreciate your time, guys.
All right, listen, really, I don't want to get into that thing. Just keep track. Once a month, we're just going to get on the air and announce that we've got 1 month less to go.
Yes.
Working bingo. Here.
And until that time, we'll play the hands.
Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a game now. We're going to give you your choice of either winning the iPod and iBook, this thing from Apple that stores 1,000 songs.
Right in your eye.
Right in, no, not in your eye.
Oh, okay.
In your pocket.
So, iPod.
So, here is the deal. We're going to be, or I'll give you a choice of a key that can start the Mercedes-Benz next Friday.
Wow.
We have only 29 keys that were given away for the Mercedes-Benz C230 Compressor Sports Coupe, courtesy of AT&T Wireless and Simply Wireless, simplywireless.com. Well, a simple question. We haven't done this on the show in a long time. Where are you listening to us at today?
Excellent.
Where are you listening? And incidentally, you'll see when I write this on my prep sheet, I write the R backwards, as in Toys R Us.
Where are you? The Jeffrey. Oh, man. We saw Jeffrey in New York. Oh, remember that?
Charlie's doing Stavalek went crazy.
Oh, yeah. Jeffrey was a Jeffrey car with the long giraffe neck, like 30 feet up in the air. Charlie almost jumped out of the limo.
So, where are you listening to the show right now? The most unusual location.
I love this game.
I'll give you some examples. We had a guy call us from a morgue one time. We had a guy call from a crematorium.
The guy from the morgue got fired, remember?
Yeah. We had a guy call us. A lot of these have been death-related. We had a guy that was driving an ambulance with a stiff in the back.
Absolutely.
And he didn't win because there was no way that he could prove there was a dead guy in the ambulance.
Yeah, without, like, jeopardizing his employment.
We had a guy who called from a slaughtering house.
A guy in a trunk with the only keys to the trunk in with him and laughed at his parents.
Yeah, the guy who locked himself in the trunk was a good one.
The guy was the slaughterhouse was the guy that I remember the most, that he was really like an animal rendering plant or something. Uh-huh.
That was what it was exactly.
Yeah, rendering plant.
Yeah. But the one that Rob just had is a good one too. This guy says, I'm going to lock myself in the trunk of my car.
And he did.
And he did. And then he realized once he was in the car
that there was no oxygen.
He had no way to get out of the car.
To claim his prize or for that matter continue to live.
So here's the question that we throw to you, our beloved listeners. Where are you listening to the show right now? Here are the phone numbers that you want to use from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. 202-432-1067. And from New York, 877-692-1027. Simple question. Where are you listening?
That's it.
Person who we decide is listening in the most exotic, offbeat location will get your choice of either the iPod and the iBook or the Mercedes-Benz key that can start the car a week from Friday.
Yeah, and if you're doing something interesting in your interesting location, that's always better, too.
That's right. So, listen, we'll leave it up to you. We'll go to your phones right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When I get mixed up with that bitch,
because she got a great ass, and you got your head all the way up it.
Jesus.
Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What, man, don't you dig the Shy Lights?
It's just funny. You don't play them like this very often.
Who says I can't have a mellow mood, man?
You're in a mellow mood. It's very, very heavy. I always like this because it sounds just like Eras 2.
1 month ago today.
He's speechless. Don Geronimo was speechless for a moment.
I started thinking the next line. I was happy as a lark.
I go for walks. To the movies. Maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench.
To watch the
Children play. You know, though tomorrow is their future. But for me, it's just another day. They all laugh, baby. They seem to know my name.
We laugh.
Tell a few jokes. But it still don't seem the same. I know I can't lie. I hide from a memory. Day and day I try.
I keep saying, she'll be back. But today, I can't apply.
Oh, I see her face everywhere.
You gotta go to this part of the song. This is the great part of the song right here.
Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
And then, you know, the other good part is when they go, whoa!
Yeah, great record.
Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Okay, here's what you like.
Naturally, the Don and Mike Show.
You all right, Mike? All right, here's your phone numbers, kids. 877-365-3636, national number. DC 202-432-1067. New York City, 877-692-1067. What, you just give yourself like a Slurpee headache or something?
I had a lot of evening on Saturday night. I think it's still the lingering effects.
Oh, brother.
I want to thank the Fraternal Order of Police for allowing the crap blues band to play at their party and then inviting us to socialize after the conclusion of the evening.
That would explain when I called your home on Sunday morning at what I thought was a relatively late hour.
Right.
10 o'clock. Your wife said, no, well, Mike's not home yet.
The officers have kindly requested that no details of the evening be shared on the radio.
Gotcha.
I will honor their request.
Gotcha. Protect
the innocent.
All right, here's the question. Where are you listening to the Don and Mike Show right now? Let's go to Paul. Paul, are you there?
I'm Paul.
Okay. Hey, Paul.
Hello.
No. All right, how about Meg? Meg?
Hang up on me.
Oh, no, who is it? Paul?
Hello?
Who's this?
Meg.
Hi, Meg. Where are you from?
New York.
And Meg, where are you listening to our show?
In a flavor lab.
In a what?
Flavor lab.
Oh, cool. What is a flavor lab?
We make flavors for the fine food product of a certain large food company in the Northeast.
Really? You make the flavors?
Yes,
I thought
sir.
The flavors just came with the thing.
No. No, there's somebody out there that actually makes those flavors.
What flavor are you making, Meg?
Actually, my claim to fame is a watermelon flavor.
Really? So you're making candy?
A candy or a desserts product.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay, all right. That's, you know, that's a good starting point.
It's the coolest job on the planet.
That is very cool. All right, Meg, I'm glad you enjoy it. Thank you. Let's go to...
Well, she's wearing a lab coat.
Asiya. Asiya, hello, Donna Mike Show.
I'm going to make this quick.
Okay.
I snuck into a police porta potty. As soon as I heard you guys say that, I ran downstairs. I'm down by the World Trade Center, and I have to be really quiet because they're right outside. I'm inside of a porta potty for police only.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. If anybody can take a dump, it's a cop. Because it's really stupid. Someone had corn for dinner. I'm telling you that
okay.
right now.
All right.
Okay. Very good.
Put him down. He's in a police porta potty behind the
World
Trade
Center. I'm out of breath. But
obviously not. You're not interfering with the good work that's being done down there.
No. They just take dumps in here.
All right. Police porta potty.
Making flavors. You know, I'm down here suffering.
What is the exact street location of the porta potty?
I'm on Water Street.
Water Street. Okay.
Of course you're on Water Street.
Make right. Water Street.
Thank you. Hold on a second. Let's see. Asiya, is he there now? Asiya.
Who was that guy? I thought that was Asiya.
Or no, Rob.
Yeah.
No, not you, Rob. Hello, Rob. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Rob, where are you listening to the show at?
All right, I'm on Thompson Street in Canal. I'm down in the sewer cleaning the grease out from the Chinese food restaurants that pour down their sinks every night.
Oh, how do you do that?
Well, I have a hose with me, and it's got a projectile on it, which blasts the water, so I got to climb down into the hole, stick it in there, and then the machine sends it through there and blasts all the rats and the water bugs and any other kind of flying things that are down there.
What's the grossest thing you've ever seen in this line of work?
Body fat.
Body fat?
How do you know
it's body fat?
Well, we had to go down behind by the World Trade Center.
Oh, my God.
All right. I got you. Do you have a piece of equipment that you could turn on now to verify that you're in a... whole blasting remnants from a Chinese food restaurant?
Yeah, I just got to climb up a couple of feet because I'm down a little.
All right.
But hang on, all right?
Okay. This guy could be our early leader.
All right, I'm kicking the machine on.
Okay.
Here it goes. You listen, this is going to be all the projectile.
Okay.
Hey, now it's blasting the water into through the sewer.
Hold on. We need to hear it. Put the phone by the machine or by the water.
Hey, hang on.
Okay.
He's blasting the grease in the sewer from the Chinese restaurant.
That is, you're in first place right now. Hold
Very
on.
Good.
Johnny
okay.
will get your number. If we don't get one better, we'll call you back. Let's go to Steve. That's a pretty good one.
Steve,
are you there?
Yes, I am.
Steve, where are you listening to the show at today?
I am parked right next to the manure pile at Belmont Racetrack, watching a fence line behind there to make sure that nobody goes over, like, on a security post.
the manure pile at Belmont.
And I'd just like to say, my truck's relatively new, and the filtration system with the windows closed does not work that well.
All right, you know what, I'm sorry, that's not
picking
enough.
Up, but it was a good one.
Thank you, let's go to Pete.
Hi.
Steve, who did I just say?
He just said Steve.
Then let's go to Pete.
This is Pete.
Pete.
This is Pete.
Pete, where are you listening to the show at, sir?
Good Monday to you. I'm in a water oxidation holding tank at the Kentico Reservoir, nude sunbathing.
All right, now you're nude sunbathing.
Where exactly are you? What part of the country?
I'm in New York at the Kentico Reservoir, in an empty holding tank at the water oxidation plant, nude sunbathing.
A little chilly in there?
Only when the breeze comes from the south.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Not big enough. Thank you, though, my friend.
Fascinating.
Let's go to Dean. Hey, Dean. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, that's not my real name. I have to make this quick. I'm actually leading a funeral into a cemetery. I'm in the hearse.
Okay, now how do you prove that?
You could check the Washington Post. I don't want to give out the name of the deceased.
Though. Yeah, of course not.
But of course, you could have just looked in the Washington Post and read the name of someone who was deceased and call us up and say.
Can you hold the phone out the window?
I could do that.
Are you driving the hearse?
I'm about to pull up to the grave.
So the stiff is there?
Yes.
All right, well, then here's what I'm going to do. Put you on hold.
Uh-huh.
How long until you get to the hole in the ground?
About 4 minutes.
All right, I'm going to come back to you, and you just leave your phone turned on and let us hear them take the casket out.
Well, you can't really hear that. Well, okay, all right.
Or whatever they do.
I'll do what I can.
Yeah. All right, hold on. I'll come back to you. Robbie, put a clock on that. 4 minutes for that guy. Okay, let's go to Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. Where are you listening to the show, sir?
I'm in Dickerson, Maryland. I just got done spreading a riding rink for horses. Now I'm in my dump truck.
In a dump truck?
And you spread what?
I was stone dust.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it's fine. You want me to blow an air horn for you?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, let me run over here, truck, real quick.
Okay. Okay. That's a weak horn. Nah, you're out of here. Hello, Tom. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. Where are you listening to the show at, sir?
Well, I'm at a sewage treatment plant.
Hey, say hi to my ex-wife, Dawn. You're not calling from Madison, Wisconsin, are you?
No, I'm calling from West Coast, Washington State on Harstein Island.
You know, based on my last experience, I shouldn't ask this question, but I always do.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
What's the grossest thing you've ever seen at the sewage treatment plant?
Well, I found quite a few pair of false teeth.
Oh. Now, here's the thing. I don't know how you prove that you're calling from...
Unless this was Smell-O-Vision.
Sewage treatment plant, so we are going to have to release you. Thank you. The guy who was down in the hole with the Chinese restaurant is still first.
Yeah, they're spraying the grease. Now, did you cut loose the guy in the porta-potty?
Yeah, because there's no way to verify.
Right.
Hello, Mike. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Hi, where are you listening to the show at, my friend?
I'm in Homedale, New Jersey.
Okay, I meant where are you listening?
See, what I do is I listen to you guys daily while I work for a porn internet company.
Okay.
What does your job entail at the porn internet company?
It depends on the day. Today, what I'm doing is I'm reviewing all the sites.
Oh, really?
Actually, today I'm knee-deep in content.
Any live feeds on those internet
sites? Live feeds, MPEGs, JPEGs.
I got to ask you to hold on, please. Yeah, Lisa?
I was talking to the guy driving the hearse, and he's talking to the rabbi and the funeral people.
Okay.
So
let's
try and
eavesdrop. Let's eavesdrop now. Here we go.
Rabbi, where are you going to, do you want the casket to be lowered? You want it to be lowered all the way from the beginning? All right. Okay,
crap.
We'll do that.
Yeah. Crap detector.
He's lying.
Crap detector. You're done. You're busted.
You're lying.
No.
You're busted. You're totally busted.
You're lying.
No.
You're totally busted.
Yes, you're so lying.
Will the pallbearers please come forward?
No, he's lying.
You're lying.
He's lying.
Rabbi, where do you want the...
Where do you want it lowered? Like, you know, like that's not all prearranged.
In the hole!
And you know what? The clergy has nothing to do with that. The clergy has nothing to do with where they're going to put the gasket.
Come on. You're lying to us.
Come clean or face our wrath.
And now we're just
so busted.
Well, the name is legit, and I double-checked the name. I mean, yeah, like you said, he's going to the paper.
Get it out of the newspaper, though, honey.
All this together.
Listen to this. All this together.
They could pass it on the screen truck.
What did he say?
I don't know. I couldn't make it out.
This is like what we always do. We're pretty sure he's lying, but it's still fun.
Place one hand on top, one hand on the side.
Oh, this is such bull.
Do you notice we're hearing no sounds? We're obviously now hearing the instructions to the pallbearers, but you're hearing no.
Are you still there? Are you still there?
Yeah, you're busted.
Yeah, come on, we don't...
Liar boy.
We don't believe you.
You are the biggest liar we've had on this show in quite some time.
Excuse me, Rabbi, where would you like this lowered?
Yeah, right. How stupid do you think we are?
What do you mean?
Come clean or face our wrath.
It's true.
Tell the truth or experience the wrath of the Don and Mike show.
All right, listen, here's the only way you can save this. Is it a dead guy or a dead woman?
Woman.
I need to speak to the husband. The widower.
I can't do that.
Then I'm sorry I have to disqualify you.
Goodbye. Would you like to be honest?
This is the truth.
No, you know it's not.
You're lying. Come
on. No, it's not.
Come on, you're lying.
No, I'm standing right here.
Standing right where?
The service is about to start.
Oh, yeah, right.
Then why don't you walk up to the service? Wow, that was fast getting the dude out of the car, though.
Yeah, that's incredible. They must be rapid. The service is about to start.
Then why don't you just walk up to the service and just leave your phone at your side and let us hear the service?
I don't think I can do that legally.
Yeah.
I'll try. Don't put the whole thing on, okay?
Oh, yeah, right.
All right, I'm here.
Now he's got his friend.
Dearly beloved.
Right.
We are gathered here today.
Yeah. You know, and obviously no signs of him walking as he puts the phone down, goes to the other room to get his roommate to come in and perform the service.
You know, and unless it was like Emmanuel Lewis, this has to be the world's smallest and most compact casket, that he just said, pick it up here.
Yeah, you know, when you heard that, he was giving instructions, what sounded like instructions, and you didn't hear any sound.
And then,
Buzz, you got a look on your face
and the box
that says you want to say something.
I think there's a very strong chance that he's lying, but I'm still holding out the possibility
it's
a real funeral.
No, he gets the box out that fast and they've started the funeral already?
I don't know. We're not there. I don't know.
I know. I've been to funerals. Well, you gotta get the box out and you gotta put it on that brass thing that lowers it down to the ground.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I especially don't believe it because when we picked up the phone, he said, Rabbi,
yeah.
Where would you like this lowered?
Right. Yeah, then that's, where would you like, why are you asking, you're asking a redundant question.
I think he said when, at what point in the service would you like it lowered, I think is what
they
he asked.
They don't do that. They don't do that at funerals. It's prearranged.
Right.
They know what's going on.
And the guy who drives the hearse, as far as I know, is not the guy that operates the wench
that pulls
the thing that lowers the thing to the ground.
He may be. But you know what? The guy that usually drives sometimes is usually the funeral director. That's been my experience.
Right.
And he doesn't sound like this young hooligan.
Well, we're not hearing anything.
No, he's scamming us.
Nothing now.
All right, Lisa, monitor line one, please. I want to go back to the guy in the porn shop. I think we're going to cut him loose, but I asked him to hold on a second. Hey, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? I think just calling from a porn internet sweatshop is not thick enough.
It'd be different if, like, you were making a porno movie.
If I was making it, that would be a little bit different.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, though. Thank you for holding. We appreciate it. Let's go to Van. Hello, Van. Where are you listening to the show at, my friend?
Hey. I'm up in Orange County, New York. I'm about 210, 12 feet up in the air on a
WNEW relay station on a relay tower.
You're 250 feet up in the air?
About 210, 212 feet.
You're on a radio tower now?
Yeah, it's a relay tower for NEW.
What are you doing up there?
Changing light bulbs and touching up paint.
I believe this guy 100%.
All right, now, but how do we get him to verify it?
Hold the phone out.
I could jump to my death.
Do you mind? That's a tower climber. I've met those guys.
I mean,
before.
Will I win?
Well, no, listen, you would win if you jumped. Yeah, you'd win.
Yeah, you'd win
well,
big.
I still couldn't verify it, though. I don't want you to think that I'm like the hearse driver that's not really a hearse driver.
All right, I mean, can you throw anything that we would be... Could you unscrew a light bulb and throw it, and maybe we'd hear it?
Yeah, from 250 feet.
No, I don't think you could hear it from 200... I don't even think I could hear it
Are you in the city, or are you out in the outlying areas?
I'm in Orange County, which is about 50 miles north of New York.
Okay.
City.
All right.
Let me tell you about what kind of phone you got there.
Nextel Cellular.
All right. Regardless if you win or lose, if we were to reimburse you to get a new phone, would you throw your phone from the tower so we could hear the phone go down 250 feet and hit the ground?
Yeah. I guess so. It's company phone. I really don't give a damn about the phone.
Yeah, I mean, we'd reimburse you for the phone if you win or lose the contest.
Okay.
Hold on one second, please.
Before you say what you're going to say, Madam Producer, are you going to say that this is legit, the guy with the funeral?
I would say that we get
so concerned about broadcasting people without their permission on the show if this is a real funeral and we're going to broadcast it.
We can't do that.
Right.
But I'm telling you that I listened and Joe listened. The phone is in the gentleman's hand or his pocket hanging down. And I'm hearing the rabbi speaking whatever they may speak.
I can speak Hebrew,
whatever.
Too. Yeah, right. Anybody can speak
it's
Hebrew, though.
It's scaring me.
It's what?
It's scaring me.
He's on the level.
All right, let me listen to it. Hold, just let me pick it up.
All right, pick it up and see what's happening.
Put it on hold. Put that line on hold.
Okay, all right. I still think it's crap.
I don't hear anything.
It's quiet.
I don't hear nothing. Hey, pick it up, Mike.
All right.
Pick up line one.
Well, you can't both have it up at the same time. There's too much noise.
No, he'll be able to. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Don.
We're talking on the telephone now. You can't hear.
Because
Mike's right. We can't air
right
something without someone's permission. Now, listen. It sounds like this.
If the guy's Jewish, he could do that by rote.
Ma hala hala, ma hala hala, ma hala hala hala.
Was that Rob?
Rob on the phone.
Jesus, Rob. I'm keeping it in your pants, Rob.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
God almighty.
Rob is a bad man.
Rob just picked up the phone and said something to us that we cannot repeat
right.
on the air.
Jesus, Rob.
I think it was Joe.
All right, hold on. Let's listen again, Mike, okay. And see if we can both confirm what we're hearing.
Hello?
It's just like a... I don't know. Let's put it back on hold. Excuse me. Oh, my headphones are. Sorry. What he just said, bull ass? Who said bull ass?
I just hung up on it.
Oh, we just hung up on him? Wait a minute. Hold on. No, it's still there.
Okay.
It's still there.
I think that refers back to this.
You know. Oh, hold on a second. Pete Johnson, put the guy back on with the guy from the tower.
The tower.
Pete Johnson says, bull us, we don't have a relay tower for NEW in Orange County. Hey, Johnny, you still got that guy on the line? Put him back on. What was that dude's name?
Hey, Pete Johnson, paying attention.
Everybody loves lying to us. Van.
You.
Hey, Van, Pete Johnson, our New York engineer, tells us WNEW doesn't have a relay tower in Orange County.
Well, I could be on a Rockland line. I think I'm in Orange County, but I could be on the Rockland County line.
Well, do we have Pete Johnson? So we can, Pete can probably ask this guy questions.
No, the answer is no. I'm getting it on the instant message right now.
Wait,
no.
Come on, Pete.
No. Not that Pete won't come on.
Right.
The answer is no. WNEW doesn't have a relay tower up there.
See, we got Pete on. The guy could be, we could nail it down 100% by having Pete grill the guy a little bit. Can we do that? Is that possible?
I don't think we can put Pete on the microphone with the relay today because we're doing the show from here. Hey, Johnny,
here comes Joe. Joe's coming in here.
Hi, Joe.
You got to pick it up. They're chanting now.
All right, hold on. Let's just listen for a second. Just listen. Hold on. Mike, I picked it up on the air. Let's just see if we can hear the chanting. Hold on a second.
All right. Well, we shouldn't be broadcasting that anyway.
You hear just a little of the hubba hubba. So, because it's no different than someone going to a movie theater.
What, Lisa? What?
Don't put that on the air.
Okay. Well, hubba hubba hubba. Yeah. Hey, who knows?
Hubba hubba hubba.
He could be with a bunch of his buddies. It's hard to tell.
I don't know. Well, listen, Van, are you still there? Hey, Van?
Van?
Yeah,
I'm here.
All right, listen, either way, drop your phone. I'll reimburse you for the phone either way. Drop your phone. Let me hear what it sounds like to allegedly hear a phone drop 250 feet.
Okay, well, what am I going to do when it hits the ground? I'm not climbing down off this tower to go get it.
That's true.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you go down and get it.
Yeah, we have all this information?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, I think Rob took my number.
Oh, good. Rob took your number?
All right, well, all right, go ahead, drop it.
All right, hold on.
And then, hold on, wait. And while you're doing it,
you have to say Geronimo, and say it for a long time. Yell it out so we can hear your voice fading away.
Okie dokie.
All right, here we
go. Good talking to you. See ya.
No! Liar, 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 liar.
Stupid.
I believe the guy at the funeral more than I believe you.
That
my
was fake.
God. Please.
Totally fake.
How much of a boy, oh boy. Please. What's wrong with people?
God, I feel like the dumbass of the year. My God.
I bet the guy at the funeral is more real than that. You want it? Let's just pick up line one again.
Okay.
Real fast.
All right. No problem. Pick it up off the air.
Yeah.
Listen in. All right. Let's see what's going on.
Kind of sounds.
Let's see what we hear.
Hold on. It's the driver. I'm going to put him back on the air.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
It's just the driver again.
Hey, did you get all that?
Well, now we got a lot of...
We couldn't broadcast it because, you know, we can't do that.
But we heard lots of, like...
Yes, the service is in Hebrew.
Yeah, we know the service is in Hebrew, dumbass. Allegedly.
He's a dumbass. He's a liar.
Allegedly.
He's a liar.
Lisa believes
him. He's so on the level. Joe and I listened the entire time to the whole thing.
That's good enough for me. I still believe him.
What, I'm smart?
You know, he could. Even if he is on the level, the fact remains you're missing the fact that it's not as good as the guy under the Chinese restaurant, in my opinion. I mean, he's at a funeral. Big deal. They've done that. We've been down that avenue before.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think just the fact that you were driving a hearse to a funeral, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could,
it's just tough, too. It's just, you know, he could get a bunch of guys. If he was in a dorm, he could get people to do the... And, you know, when we heard the chanting, seriously, it sounded like, hala mala, hala, 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 hala.
Yeah, it did.
That's exactly what it sounded like. And then he comes on and, you know, it's Hebrew. Like, we wouldn't know that. Like, we're dumbasses.
This tone is Hebrew.
Right.
You know what? I'm afraid we're going to have to let you go.
All right.
All right. Thank you, though.
See
you. Bye-bye. Good day.
Good day to you, sir.
All right, well, that's simply the first round, everybody, of Where Are You Listening? And maybe you know why we love
you. At least I do think you're smart. All right? Tell Joe I do, too.
You know why we love this game so much. Right now, the guy in the lead is the guy who's in the sewer in New York blasting out the remnants from a Chinese food restaurant.
I love this game. This game has taken on a twist that many other games have taken, too, which adds a little spice to it.
So if you think you got something better, here's your phone numbers. And again, you're playing for either your choice, the iPod and the iBook, or the key that can start the Mercedes next Friday. From D.C., call 202-432-1067. New York City, 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, Seattle, Portland, Vegas, Madison, Wisconsin, Iowa City, Spokane, 877-365-3636. All right. You still not got a absolute 100% guaranteed winner. Keep calling. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
As heard on the radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Now, don't forget, Girls Wednesday on the show. Boobs for Benz.
All right.
So we're giving away this Mercedes-Benz, the C230 Compressor Sports Coupe.
Yeah.
Giving it away now.
next Friday on the show. Only 29 keys are being given away. One of the keys will start the car. That person wins the car. You drive out with the car, and it's yours. We're going to give away a key on Wednesday's show. Every girl that comes down and paints her boobs to make them look like Christmas ornaments will be in the running.
All right!
Girls, if you don't feel comfortable painting your own breasts, Buzz Burbank has graciously accepted our invitation to paint them for you.
The weather outside is delightful.
I hope wherever I can.
Because the boobs are so delightful.
That's the Buzz way. And,
yes.
I've already run it past Osama. It's okay to put the pictures just of the girls' boobs on the website, whether it's WNEW.com or DonandMikeFans.com, so that you guys will also be able to vote on the boobs that you think are painted the nicest.
Because if they're painted, they're covered, so we can handle that.
Yeah, you know? So girls, what you want to do is, again, extra bonus points if you come down and actually paint them while we're on the air.
Can I just share with you, this is not trying to help anybody, or it's just a little fantasy I had when you came up with this idea. I would imagine, wouldn't it be lovely if you saw a woman come down in a Santa suit that was completely painted on?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
But I'd also like to just see the boobs, though.
Yeah, me too.
Just the boobs. And I'm just saying,
it's just a fantasy.
Don't forget about your wreath also, girls. You can extra points, use your shaver. And, turn your privacy down there into a nice Christmas wreath.
Yeah, and then you can maybe hang a ball off of it.
That is on Wednesday's show. The doors will be open at 11 a.m., boobs for Ben's. So girls, either paint them up, or you can come down here with your own paints. We'll put you in a green room by yourself so that you can, paint them up and come in and present them. Or Buzz will be glad to paint them for you.
I think, really, and this is just advice for the ladies, that having them painted by a friend, you get the most bang for your buck. Painting them yourself be a little difficult.
And consider me a friend.
Yeah. Or you could easily bring a friend with you.
Right.
To help out with the painting in that regard.
Absolutely.
Now, we're playing Where Are You Listening to the Show? As a matter of fact, trying to give away the iPod, the iBook, or a Ben's key.
What a controversy this has turned into.
Our leader right now is Rob from New York City, the guy who's in the sewer with his high-powered water cannon where he's blasting out the leftover crud from a Chinese restaurant.
You always hear that. Chinese restaurants generate a lot of grease.
Let's see if we got anybody as good or better in this round. Let's go to James. Hello, James, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How's it going, fellas?
It's going okay, James. James, where are you listening?
Actually, I'm on top of an elevator. I'm an elevator mechanic in New York City, and I got two phones, and the one phone that I really hate is the one we're talking on right now.
Oh, fantastic.
How high up are you there, James?
Right now, probably about 160 feet, I'd say.
Wow.
All right, so
you're standing on top of an elevator?
Yeah, I'm on top of the elevator.
Now, keep in mind, this is not a destruction show. We have and I've also got this week coming up, a really great destruction show.
Oh, good.
I mean, I know we've had people destroy their cell phones before.
Right.
But later this week on the show.
Yes.
We're going to have a home destruction items for you on the show.
So people can take it out on, items in their home that they don't like?
I'm talking about, you get out your chainsaw, and you give it to to the sofa.
Fantastic.
And you put your lawnmower in your living room, whatever you want to do. But not to be confused with this.
Hey, that's great for the holidays.
But this guy, now again, it's Where Are You Listening? So he's listening to us 160 feet up
on
in the air.
On top of an elevator compartment.
On top of an elevator compartment shaft. The only way to prove it is to throw the phone. So, James, go ahead, drop the phone, but do the same thing. Just yell and scream so we can hear.
Yell Geronimo and yell
at
what?
No, I'm going to yell, but I just got to let you know. It might bounce off a few things on the way down.
That's okay.
So. Okay.
All right. All right, so here we go then.
From 160 feet.
I'll give a little countdown.
Okay.
One, two, three. Geronimo!
I believe
yeah. It cut out and it hit something and obviously, shut down.
Put him in the running.
Very good.
I'd say he's got to be in the voting. At least we know he was 160 feet up in the air.
Absolutely.
Right. Let's see. Don and Mike's show. Let's go to Nat. Hi, Nat.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, Nat.
Okay, I'm calling from, Gravely Point above Reagan National Airport.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm knee-deep in the Potomac looking at the airplanes.
You are knee-deep in the Potomac River.
Yes.
Watching the airplanes. Now, isn't it cold?
It's extremely cold.
Extremely cold. And now are they taking off in your direction or landing in your direction?
They're landing over my head, but there's nothing really coming in now.
Isn't this the type of thing, though, that our security should be watching out for?
Definitely.
Well, actually, there's a suburban, I'm at a boat ramp, and there's a suburban straight across the way. It's kind of right in front of me.
All right, now how do we verify that this guy's actually in the Potomac?
Only one way down. We're going to have to wait till a plane goes over. He could start by splashing, though, in the meantime.
You guys hear that?
Now, also, if you hold your phone up, you should hear those booms that they let go.
The air cannons?
The air cannons they let go to scare the birds away so the birds don't gather around the airport.
Yeah.
Can you hold your phone out there, see if we can hear that?
Sure, hold on a sec.
Part of the problem is that National Airport here in D.C. is not operating up to 100% yet, so it's not like you got a constant stream of planes going in or out.
You know what's amazing with cell phones? Some cell phones with those condenser mics, you know, unless you're right on top of it,
it's hard to pick it up.
Okay, they're firing. You guys hear it?
Yeah, but again,
oh, man.
You know, the only way we're going to be able to
verify
this...
Isn't it horrible to be cynical?
No, it's great to be cynical. You're going to have to just wait until an airplane is either landing or taking off.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you back on hold. Lisa and Joe will monitor.
There's no one taking off or landing right now?
No, there's been a whole bunch of planes so far. I've been listening to you guys, and there's nothing right now.
All right, well, like I said, National Airport's, you know, 50% of the flights are still not running.
Yeah, I would think one would at least take off.
All right, hold on. As soon as you got a plane taking off or landing, we'll come right back to you. All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Are you very welcome. If you will monitor that, please, Joseph.
You want to throw it out.
Hello, Don and Mike, who is this?
Bill.
Hey, Bill, where are you listening?
I'm driving down the road in a tractor trailer right now in Wisconsin.
Yeah, what makes that so special?
So special because I'm listening to you guys. That's what makes it special.
Well, no, we appreciate that, dumbass, but
you like that.
But, I mean, you're driving a truck. You know,
I'm driving an 80,000-pound big orange truck down the highway listening to you. That's what makes it special.
Well, you know, we're playing that game, right? You're aware of that?
Yeah.
We're looking for the most unusual spot that someone's listening to us from.
Yeah, but I'm driving naked.
get out of town. Hello, let's see what Jed's got happening here. Jed, hello, Don and Mike show.
Jed.
Hello.
Hi, Jed. Oh.
Jed, yes, sir.
Where are you listening to the show, sir?
Well, I'm at the Gitz, you know.
Pardon me?
What was that?
The Gitz, the weed Gitz.
Huh?
That's from the summer weed, man.
Are you from the Caribbean, my friend?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What island are you from, man?
Jamaica, yeah.
Yeah, Jamaica, Irie, man.
All right,
yeah,
so where are you listening to us at right now?
At the Gitz, man.
At the what?
The Gitz.
What's the Gitz?
The Gitz.
What is the
What's
Gitz?
What's the Gitz?
The weed Gitz.
The weed get buzzed.
I am totally confused. Buzz, you have to help
this
us.
This has something to do with weed.
The only word I understood was weed, actually.
Where you selling me weed, man? Where you selling me weed?
Are you selling weed?
Oh, you're calling us from where you buy your weed?
Right.
You're at an open air drug market.
Yo, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you all very much.
All right.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Good. At the Gitz, because we gets the weed.
At the Gitz,
I guess.
Gets the weed. That's where he gets his weed.
Huh? Yeah, man.
I gotcha.
My name is Jed.
Well, I'm sure that wherever that is, they have a statue of Buzz there.
They do.
Wherever it is. Yeah.
Actually, Buzz is used in the in all currency. There's a little stamp of Buzz. I think you're on.
Well, let's go to D. Oh! All right. Hello, D. Donna Mike Show. Where are you listening to us at? Where are you listening?
Oh, hey, let me go back on the ear. Get away from this noise. Hold on. I'm in a bucket truck working on the voltage lines.
Ooh.
Oh, now here's a guy. You're in one of
it's
them.
It's a girl.
Yeah, a girl. I'm sorry. You're in one of them cherry picker things.
Yes.
And you're working on the high voltage lines.
Correct.
What was making all that racket that we heard before?
I was down. Yeah, I had the bucket down on top of the truck. It's a diesel.
And that, did you just lift the bucket up when you're talking?
Yeah.
Or can you lift
get
it
away from that noise?
Lift it back down again.
Okay, hold on.
This is not too unsafe. Make her just go up and down in this thing.
That's what they're for.
Okay, that's what they're for. That's right. I'm down to my last little dot on my, there, here we go. Okay. That's a little noisier, isn't it? Hello?
All right, hold on, please. We got a plane flying by at National Airport. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, let us hear the plane.
There's one taking off.
All right, here we go. This is the guy who's in the Potomac River. By Reagan National Airport, Alzheimer's Airport.
All right, let's listen.
I'll give it a sec.
Yeah. Have they fired up yet?
They're, like, in position.
Honk for play.
This is like, yeah, honk,
yeah,
honk
really
for play.
So, you know, anybody that's been down there, I know exactly where this guy is. I've watched planes take off and land down there.
From the river?
No, from down. I've gone to the parking lot all the time. I've done it. My wife and I used to go there all the time.
You guys hear it?
No,
no.
Oh.
What kind of phone do you have?
Hello?
His phone's like...
he must be holding it up.
You guys hear it? Hello?
Yeah, we did not hear it.
I heard kind of a little...
All
right, hold on. Hold on, we'll come back to you again.
Try again. You might be getting chilly.
Let me go back to the...
I feel like that guy's arm in the Heineken commercial.
He must also be a very busy man. Go back to the girl who's in the cherry picker there. D.
Hey.
All right, so you're up and down in a cherry picker listening to the show, right?
That's it.
You want to go all the way up again?
Okay, hold on. My battery's running out. Maybe I'm getting too close.
I wish the guy at the airport had your phone.
Okay. I can get a little more. Okay. You're not funny.
That's terrific. All right.
That's not funny.
That's very good.
Oh, you mean the sound effect? Oh,
yeah. That's very real.
You mean that?
But then it keeps going, and then you hear fire.
Oh. All right, I'm sorry. Not thick enough.
Yeah, but nice try. Thank you.
Not thick enough. Be careful.
Here.
Let's go to Steve.
Fire scare.
Steve-o, hello. Steve, where are you listening to the show?
I'm in Fredericksburg right now.
No, but really, where are you listening?
I'm getting ready to clean a porta potty. I got my hose back into the toilet, getting ready to turn on the motor, fired up. That other guy just sprays stuff out of the way. I actually got to stick my hose down into it and suck it up into my tank.
Oh, stick your hose in it, baby.
All right, go ahead. Clean the porta potty.
All right, let me fire up the engine.
You know,
I'll get you guys right down next to it so you can hear something.
I salute the people that do this work. God bless them.
Oh, my God.
I mean, really.
You know they don't bite their nails.
You know what? I'm getting a little queasy. That's a good sound effect.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds rather like he's moving it around in there.
You're listening to the waste.
Wow, did you have to, were you moving the hose around in there?
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah.
I get a little at a time, otherwise it backs the hose up.
All right, hold on. We're going to get your number and make you finalist.
All right.
Good job.
Hold on. Let's go to Richie. I know we got a break, but let me get a couple more in here, Robbie. Richie, hello, Richie.
Yeah.
Hi, where are you listening?
Right now, on the top of a chimney trying to fish a raccoon out of a chimney.
Is it alive or dead?
It's alive.
Mr. Jinx. I will take
you. I can lower the phone down the chimney if you want to hear him.
I will bring you down to Chinatown.
Now, what did you say you could do with the phone?
I'm going to lower it.
I'm going to go down the chimney right now.
All right, go down.
Hey, wait. Is there any? Let me. This might be difficult. Do you have any rope, twine, or string?
Why?
Because if you did, you could actually lower the phone down to where the raccoon is.
Oh, and you would think we would hear like.
Maybe he'd like paw at it.
Okay.
All right.
I got some rope with me.
It's just the thought, Don.
Okay. I'm taping the phone to the rope. So hold on. Okay.
Okay. Very good. Put the raccoon on the line.
I didn't know what. Yes.
I'd like him to put the raccoon on the phone.
I don't know what kind of sound a raccoon makes.
That's a muskrat.
They'll do that. They'll also.
No, I had raccoons.
They also do like a rat noise too. Like
you didn't have raccoons in Kansas.
Yes, we do.
You never heard that? You never heard that song by Captain and Sneal? Raccoon Love.
You guys still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Now, what are you going to tell us what you're going to do?
All right, lower it down now.
Are you going to lower it down into the chimney where the raccoon is?
Hello. Rocky Raccoon here.
Too much slack.
Yeah, I believe this guy is on top of a chimney. I believe him.
Can you guys hear it?
Yes. Yes. Hold on, we got an airplane at the same time. Go. Airplane guy.
It already landed.
He ran it already.
Yeah, Mr. Honk for Cash.
All right, hold on a second. All right, I'm so fascinated with the chimney guy.
Yeah. All right, we can hear.
Mr. Raccoon!
Mr. Raccoon.
It's the mark of a professional.
This is... I don't care if it's real or not.
Right. No, I believe it.
I do, too.
With the acoustics?
You guys hear it?
Yeah, yeah, did you pull it back up?
Yeah, I just pulled it back up.
Yeah, well, he's talking to us on it.
Where did...
Oh, of course he
did.
Where did...
You guys hear it?
Yeah.
Did you pull it back up?
Yeah.
This is Sam Huff.
I'm such an idiot sometimes.
Did you pull it back up?
Yeah, he says so. No, he went down to where the raccoon.
All right, listen. We're going to leave you in the running as a finalist here.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, hold on a second, please.
Would have helped the raccoon talk.
Plane on line one, Mike. Plane on line one.
Okay.
Okay, it's like right over the monument here. Hold on.
So it's coming in for a landing?
Yeah, it's coming in for a landing.
All right, we should. Now, there's no way we're not going to be able to hear this.
Okay,
Now, just stop talking and just hold the phone up.
Okay. Give it a couple seconds.
Don't talk. Please.
Should hear the roar of the jet engine any moment.
This phone is so dead.
From a guy who's in the Potomac, allegedly. In the Potomac River.
It's the worst condenser microphone I've ever heard.
It's noise activated, voice activated.
You guys hear it?
No.
No, you're a liar.
No, you're
a liar.
You're out.
Oh. What, were you in your bathtub?
No.
You're a liar. You'd hear a plane.
A jet airplane. If you were at the location you said you were at National Airport.
I'm at the boat ramp.
No, you're not. Yes, you're a liar. You're a liar.
Those planes come right over top of you, man.
Okay, I'm going to a different spot then.
No, absolutely.
All right, let it play out for one more break.
He's a lying bastard.
All right, let it go for one more break.
Oh.
Let's go to James.
Easy, Mike.
The guy who dropped his phone off the 160-foot elevator shaft, he went down and got the phone, and it still worked.
What brand name? You ought to give the phone a plug.
James. Oh, no, the phone just died.
It didn't really?
The phone just died. All right, you know, we're going to do one more round of this, and then we're going to pick a winner.
It's hard.
I'll tell you that we've got some pretty good ones coming up. Right now we have 3 leaders. Rob, who's in the sewer, still my favorite.
Yeah.
The guy who's in the sewer with the cleaning machine, cleaning the remnants out of a Chinese food restaurant to go into the sewer. We've got James, the guy who dropped his phone off the 160-foot elevator shaft. And then we've got the guy who put his phone down the chimney where he was looking for raccoons.
Amazing but true.
So that's what we've got. I will tell you that. Well, Rob, I know we're running late. I got to just take this one first. Charlie?
Yeah.
Charlie, where are you listening to the show?
Right now, I'm in Culpeper. I'm at a truck. I'm getting ready to load a dead cow on it.
Okay, hold on a second. We'll come back to you first out of the break.
Okay.
All right, now see, that's different. Loading a dead cow onto a truck.
Porta potties, raccoons, cows.
That's different.
But I'll be suspicious if I hear Hebrew.
We will be right back.
I heard some news today that I found rather fascinating. I understand that the Vicks people have come up with a new toiletry product that they're pretty excited about. I haven't heard much about it. What is it?
It's called Dismiss.
Dismiss?
Yes.
Huh? What is that?
It's a feminine hygiene product.
Holy crap. You're putting me on.
No, Dismiss. It'll be advertised on our show.
How about Vagigo?
That's not a bad name for it. Along with another line.
How about away?
Someone else has that.
Ah.
Sterling Drugs.
How about off?
Possibly.
Yes, I like that.
I like Formula 44, NyQuil, Sinex, Victor's, and Lavoris. All the other fine products, along with Dismiss.
Would be a bummer. Is that going to be a live commercial?
I was wondering if you'd like to demonstrate.
I certainly would. With strawberries and lemons, you pass a fruit stand, you get horny now. Good sales. Dismiss.
Anyway, welcome
Jesus
back again, Dick.
Right. So embarrassed to do this.
Dismiss.
So embarrassed.
can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636.
Right.
That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, this is the last go-around for Where Are You Listening?
All right.
That's your national number. You just heard it. 877-365-3636. D.C. 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027.
Full-time entertainers, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, we're going to fly through these last couple, and then we're going to pick a winner.
Excellent.
Right now?
I believe everybody.
I mean, we're going to, you know, we'll vote, but I'm for the guy in the sewer, but who knows? It's the guy at the airport, Nat.
How you guys doing?
The guy who allegedly was in the Potomac River.
Yeah, he's lying.
No.
Yeah.
Just give me, like, two more minutes. There's another plane coming.
All right. Hold on, please. Let's go to the guy who's going to load the dead cow. Hello, Charlie.
Yeah.
And there is...
Hello.
Oh, that cow's not dead.
Yeah, she's very much alive.
Okay. Where are you listening to? I mean, what region?
Around Culpeper, Virginia.
Beautiful Culpeper.
All right, and there is a dead cow in the middle of the road.
How did the cow die?
No, it's not in the middle of the road. It's on a farm. I work for a rendering company, and we go around to different farms and pick up the dead animals.
Did the cow die of old age?
It's hard to say. It's a dairy cow, so it could have been anything.
Oh, all right, man. And how are you going to load the cow into your truck?
We have a winch in the back. It's a big hydraulic winch. Really makes a lot of noise when you load it up in there.
Are you getting ready now? Are you all ready to load the cow?
I'm hooked up now. All I need to do is get out of the truck and go back there and hit the lever to load it.
How do you attach the cow? Do you tie the chains around it or what?
Yeah, we have a winch cable, and on the end of it, we have like a 2.5-foot section of chain, and we wrap that around one of the legs and drag it up on the truck.
All right, well, go ahead. We'd love to hear this happen.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. This is how they get Marlon Brando in and out of bed every morning.
Just remember, today's cow is tomorrow's lipstick.
Okay, I'm getting ready to load it now. Getting up into bed. Can y'all hear that winch?
Yeah, we hear it.
See, this, you'll hear it starting to really pull, and that's when it's hooked to the cow. It's starting to pull the cow up in the truck.
But I want to hear now, do you just drop the cow?
They drag it onto the truck.
Oh, they drag it up. See, I always think it was like the crane machine on the boardwalk where you pick the thing up and just drop it.
Excuse me?
No, never mind.
You're dragging the cow, right?
Right. Yeah, it's starting up the tailgate right now.
Does it smell?
Not really, a little bit, but not much. More or less smells like manure.
Smells like Star Jones underpants.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a dead cow being dragged onto a truck.
Welcome to the Where Are You Listening To segment of the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody all over the country in different lines of work enjoying this program.
All right, I've got her up for a warning animal, back the winch off.
How much you get per cow?
We charge $35. Pick one up.
That's a bargain.
It's pretty cheap. How many dead cows you pick up in an average day?
It varies from day to day. Like today I have 14, so.
Wow.
14 dead cows in one day.
That's the chain on the end of my cable. I'm bringing it back to get ready for my next stop.
Will you stack the cows on top of one another?
Pardon?
Will you stack one dead cow on top of the other one?
Yes, that's how we do it.
Uh-huh. How many dead cows you got in your truck already?
Right now I have 9.
You have 9?
Yes, I have 9 on right now.
All right, so this will be the 10th dead cow on the pile.
Pardon?
This is the 10th cow?
This is the 9th one. I just loaded.
Ninth, uh-huh. Would this be a good work day for you?
Average, I reckon. Monday's usually a little bit busier day.
Yeah, I reckon.
Right. Boy, oh boy. Yeah, you know, so far, though, the best description of any contestant.
Yeah, I agree.
Really painting a picture as to what's going on. Is it like, you know, Bessie the Cow with the black and white
Blotches?
It's a big black and white Holstein.
That's a Holstein.
Yeah, like the Gateway computer cow.
Yeah, that's it.
So I can picture this. Are you dragging it by its rear hooves or its front hooves?
By its rear leg.
Uh-huh.
Rear legs.
One rear leg.
Is the face, like, going on gravel or something, or?
No, not really.
You know what I mean? If you're being dragged along.
Well, it was laying on grass, but it did come across gravel earlier.
Now, when it gets to the rendering plant, what's the process after that? What will you do?
What they will do is it'll be more or less like a slaughterhouse operation. They will hang the cow up in the air on a track. They will skin it, disembowel it, cut it in half, and then the meat goes into a cooler. Just like it would in a slaughterhouse, to cool down for a day or two.
And goes right to Burger King.
Then it goes right into dog food.
Because it's fresh.
That's right.
Are you essing me that they put dead cow in dog food?
Absolutely they do.
Hey, dogs eat their own ass. They don't know the difference.
Man, I wonder how that guy feels last week in New York.
Oh, the guy who ate.
Yeah.
Well, he ate cat food.
He's probably having a reflex right now.
Cat food's the same thing, right? They do the same thing with cat food?
Basically, yeah, same process.
Yeah.
Maybe worse.
This is utter destruction. U-D-D-E-R. Utter destruction.
Man, that's gross.
All right, we got the taste of that. Hold on, Charlie.
All right.
Hold on a second. We have another Charlie. Charlie, where are you listening to the show?
Bakersfield, California.
Okay, well, not specifically the city, but where are you listening?
Oh, in a dairy, and I'm an artificial inseminator.
Wow. Oh, man. Are you going to artificially inseminate a cow?
I got...
Let's listen again.
Hold on for a sec. Can you hear it? Is it barely?
This is like the turkey thing we did last week.
Yeah, it does.
Well, it's pretty much like it.
All right, take us through the art of inseminating a cow. How do you do it?
Well, first of all, you thaw out the semen, mm-hmm. and you let it thaw for about 30 seconds because it's in liquid nitrogen.
Now, do you use your own?
No, I don't. We use
bull.
Special bull.
Bull semen, special bull.
And I do not do the collecting.
You don't collect.
No, I don't.
That'd be a good feature for Penthouse, for that Penthouse Pet of the Year, though.
I bet you're relieved at that, said the man with the gooey elbow.
And what now, Charlie?
Well, after I do the thawing out, then I go in the cow and I go into the cervix and deposit.
Oh, do you do it? What's it in, a beaker?
It's on it's called a French gun.
It's not just in the palm of your hand.
It's called.
No, it is not. It's got
It's called a
sanitary.
A French gun?
It's got a French gun. Uh-huh.
What is a French gun?
It's about a 18-inch piece of stainless steel. And you got, like, little straws. We come in half cc straws where the semen comes in, and then you put the straw inside a French gun, and it's got like a little plunger.
Yeah, I thought it'd be easier just to you put a little dollop in your hand, and just go up in there and just rub it around.
Massage it.
Yeah.
Usually it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. You got to shoot it in there, right?
It's done already.
Oh, it's done. All right, so you've done it.
So you've artificially inseminated a cow on our show.
Yes, all I right. did, and usually takes. You got to do it within. Less than a couple minutes.
All right, thank you. Hold on a second, please.
Give that cow a cigarette.
Let's go to Perry. Hey, Perry.
Hello.
Perry, where are you listening to the show?
In the toilet right now.
Why are you in the toilet?
Yeah, I just left the sample.
You left
the doctor's going to get me naked here and probe me.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Well, what do you mean the doctor's going to probe you?
He's going to... Hang on. What's the procedure called?
Oh, he's such a liar.
Cystoscopy?
Ask the doctor if he'll go on the air with us.
I haven't seen him yet. I'm walking back now.
Who are you asking?
The nurse. Receptionist.
Ask the receptionist or nurse if she'll go on the air with us.
Would you be so kind to talk to the gentleman on the telephone?
Because
she says no.
Because, you know, that's usually where the receptionist sits, is in the bathroom.
Sure. You just here to say get naked?
Right.
He might be in a doctor's office.
Yeah.
And you're going to get a tube up your penis?
When is the doctor scheduled to do this? This is cracking me up.
Like I said, I'm undressing.
Well, how are you listening to us?
Cell phone.
No. How are you listening to the show?
Oh, before I on the way here, I listen to the radio. Now I'm on the phone calling you.
Oh, all right. I got you. Any particular reason why you're having the sigmoidoscopy?
Oh, I don't know if that's what it's called, but
It's not called that, Buzz?
Not through the penis, no.
What's it called through the...
That I don't know.
It's called a French gun.
Like a cystoscopy.
It's like a what?
Like it's a cystoscopy.
It's a prickoscopy.
Well,
he apparently has a cyst.
Dick Ock?
I have no idea. That's what he's going with.
And that used to be my radio name. Hey, Dick Ock. Dick Ox. Dick Ox. Dick Ox.
Get a dickoscopy.
Dick Oxcopy with you.
Sir, Buzz said you had a cyst. I'm not sure where.
They're going to look for a cyst, I think.
Exactly.
That's what they're looking for.
Have you ever had a cyst in your penis, Buzz?
No, I have not. But I've been probed there.
All right, so has the doctor come in yet?
No.
All right, hold on then. Let me go to Mike. Hello, Mike. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hey, Mike, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi, Mike, where are you listening?
I'm in Mount Vernon, New York, in my shooting range.
Oh, okay,
oh, fantastic.
All right, well, let her rip. Let us hear some of those blasts.
Okay, hold on one second.
What are you going to be firing for us today?
I got a Glock.
A Glock.
Glock.
Lisa, you are on the air.
All right, go ahead.
You there?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, hold on one second.
Here we go.
I got to roll the target out.
All right.
Three little birds.
Now we're getting some good variety.
Indoor.
Right, I gotta put you down because I gotta put my headsets on.
Indoor or outdoor shooting range?
We're indoors.
Indoors. Okay.
Fantastic.
Hold on one second. I'm gonna put you down.
All right. See, now we're getting some variety. Bagging a cow, getting a.
Here you go.
Bravo.
I like that. Hold on. You're a finalist. Hold on.
Don, we had the whole circle of life with a cow.
Let's go to Jay. Hello, Jay. Don and Mike Show. Jay, where are you listening?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing
Spy Report.
Spy Report.
Spy Report. Where are you listening to us, Jay?
Hey, I'm calling from Ken Stevens' bung. And he's got a great ass.
Oh, get out of here. A great ass.
And you got your head all the way up it.
All right, well, then here's what we got to do. We got to just give the guy who's allegedly in the Potomac River one more chance to hear the airplane.
Okay, right. There's one coming. Like 10 seconds. Hold on.
All right, I'm going to give you exactly 10 seconds on the clock.
Like 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
Hey, and then if we don't hear anything, are you going to admit to the fact that you're lying?
No, because I'm here. There's like ambulance guys here just looking at me.
All right, that's 10 seconds right there.
Great. Hold on. It's coming.
He's over here now.
There's like a big clearing in the Gravely Point area.
Nah, you're out.
Come on,
you're out. Let me see. What about, Okay, I guess that's it. Unless the guy has the doctor come in to put the tube
not
in?
Not yet. No, he just told me to have a seat.
Told you to have a seat. Will you be willing to have...
Yeah, he's right here. I'm walking behind me right now. I'm in this urology office. Can I ask
Who's talking to you, sir?
Nobody now.
Who was talking to you?
There's the doctor right across the little hallway here.
Now, are you willing to have this done on the air?
Not a problem. I actually asked him. He said, it's up to me. And I said, not a problem.
All right, well, then listen, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Robbie,
this could be a winner, really, if it's done.
On the air. You get on and you tell this guy how long the commercial break is. Well, listen, tell me something. How long have they given you a time? How long the doctors?
No, it could be moments.
All right, well, then here's...
He's just walking around.
Here's the deal. Rob, you get on the line with this guy while we go to break, and if this guy can time it so that when we come back on the air...
And then it's hit with a hammer.
He would...
No.
Hold on a second. He'd have to be the runaway winner. Sure.
Yeah, is it a glass tube that they put in there?
I don't think so. They'd use glass, no.
Oh, well, was it like a Slurpee thing?
Risky.
Like this thing, like my Slurpee straw?
Probably.
I think it's like one of them... Slurpee Strauss has got a big spoon on the end of it.
Going in now.
Oh, he's going in now.
Oh, good.
All right, hold on. Here we go. We'll be able to make our decision. Line 5.
Oh, shoot.
All right, what's that?
Hang on. Can I just tell him to stop? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
They're calling me. I got to turn off the phone because they're taking me to the x-ray.
That's true. You can't have a cell phone with an x-ray machine.
Yeah.
All right, well, then, if they just have to take an
x-ray. You hear I love you, too?
Yeah, I did. I don't know why.
Yeah. I heard an I love you there.
Who said I love you and why?
Well, it wasn't me.
Now, come on. We heard it. Who said it?
It wasn't me.
Who said it?
Yeah,
Hear him, listeners, and tell me hurry, hurry.
Well, now, wait a minute.
What?
What was the nurse saying?
She says, I got to go get my x-ray. She's looking at me with this.
I'm ready for you. Turn off the phone and come in.
They're telling me to turn off the phone. They're going to be really mad at me here.
Okay, man.
Well, right, well, you know what?
Can you hold? Yeah, can I hold?
No, listen. Here's the deal. You give Rob your number, and you tell the doctor.
So you need to turn that phone off back here.
All right. Listen, hold on.
They're all yelling at me now.
All right, hold on. Rob's going to tell you how long we're going to be in commercial. You give Rob your cell phone number. If you can time it out to have your x-ray and have the doctor put the tube in your penis, when we come back on the air, you'll win the contest.
If I can get the second, if they're all willing to do that, I'm fine.
All right, hold on, please. All right, Robbie, get his phone number, tell him how long the commercial break is, and then otherwise we'll do the voting when we get back.
Make sure you ask him where he's a district attorney.
I had no idea, DA. I had no idea that this was going to be drawn out like this. There are many, many contenders.
This game has taken on a new life.
I'm still fond of the guy who's in the sewer in New York, mm-hmm. cleaning the Chinese leave-ins out.
Well, now I have to say, though, if the guy was really artificially inseminating a cow, and then the guy that dragged the cow onto the truck,
yeah, that's
the
not
dead
a bad
cow.
One.
Contenders.
And we had also the guy who dropped the phone off the elevator, and the guy, and the chimney guy, who was also equally mm-hmm. good.
Yeah, that let us talk to the raccoon.
Okay, so we will we'll pick the winner, and maybe this guy will be the winner if he gets the tube of his penis. We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yes. Where can we buy weed?
The cannabis?
Yes. Weed. For buzz. Cannabis for buzz.
Cannabis is very good. Cannabis.
Cannabis for Mike Elston.
Legalization for the cannabis.
Right. Radio Dictators. Don and Mike.
Okay. Give the guy in the doctor's office one last chance.
Very good.
We've been told we can't say exactly what the doctor's doing to his penis.
Even though it is a medical procedure.
Is he line number five? Oh, no, hold on. It's the dead cow guy.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Sounds like he's still hauling it into his truck.
Where?
In red.
Oh, I got to call.
His name is Parry.
Oh, I got to call him up. Hold on a second.
Parry?
Let's
find out what's happening with Parry's penis.
And then we're going to have to vote on who's the winner today. I think we got six or seven finalists.
Hello.
Yeah, it's Don and Mike. You're on the air. Is that okay?
He's doing it now. He's filling up the old bladder. He's looking deep.
The apparatus is working right now? Can you tell us what it looked like?
It's a long black... Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
It's a long black what?
Tube. He's looking inside my penis at
Buzz?
The moment.
Buzzing?
I just wanted you to know my microphone.
He's looking into my bladder at the moment through the penis. Oh, Jesus. He's twisting the damn thing.
Can you just have the doctor say hi?
Would you like to say hi to them? Just say hi. Hello?
Hello, and listen, you're on the air with
That's the doctor. Well, he's looking at me like I'm a nut.
Explain to him that we're doing a radio show.
Well, he knows. I told him.
Okay, well, then ask him if he would come on the air. Tell us. You don't have to tell us where he's doing his practice or what his name is, but if he's a real doctor and what procedure he's performing on you.
Not at the moment.
Certainly hold the phone down and ask him these questions.
Not while he's looking. He's actually using the apparatus at the moment.
Not very comfortable, is it?
Oh, no, please, how about a nurse?
How about a nurse what?
Well, I got two nurses here. Hang on.
Yeah, all right, yeah, ask a nurse, but tell her she's on the radio.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Don and Mike, we're on the air right now.
Yes.
Is this guy, can you tell us the procedure this guy's having?
He's having a procedure called a cystoscopy, and it's where fibroscope is inserted.
Legit.
I think we got a winner then.
You can't go over with anybody else. The guy's doing this right now.
I think we've got a winner. Would you put him back on the phone, please?
Sure, hold on.
The guy calling us while this is being done. Painful. The anxiety alone.
Oh, so bored.
And listen, I have to, my apologies to the guy who was in the gutter with the Chinese food.
Right.
My apologies to the guy who dropped his telephone off the elevator shaft.
They were all fantastic.
To the guy who was climbing down the chimney, to the guy who was at the shooting range and fired off the gun.
That's right.
To the guy who was in the port-a-john, cleaning the port-a-john. Also, the guy called back, he was on the level, the guy who was in the police port-a-john down at the World Trade Center.
Sure. Yeah, I thought that might be legit.
Also, the guy who was loading the dead cow onto the truck.
Yeah.
Also, the guy who artificially inseminated the cow.
What an incredible job the people did today with this contest.
And I'm afraid that this guy, and what's your first name? Is it Perry?
Perry, yeah.
Perry, congratulations.
Got to give Perry a round of applause.
Good job.
Perry.
Well, thank you.
All right, now listen, Perry, you have I realize you're having this procedure done, but you have an important decision to make. You're done?
Yeah, I'm about to urinate after they filled my bladder up.
All right, we have an important decision.
Okay. Listen, by urinating?
Listen to Perry Winkle.
I got it.
We have you have an important decision.
To?
No, I don't want to hear you do this.
Okay.
You have an important decision to make. You can you can have one of two prizes, the iPod and iBook. Put your entire music collection in your pocket with Apple's revolutionary iPod, the first MP3 player to load 1,000 songs and a 10-hour battery into an incredible compact package. iPod, 1,000 songs in your pocket from Apple. This is from the Apple Store at Tyson's Corner. Go to apple.com today. You can win this high-tech prize. Or you can win one of 29 keys that can start the Mercedes-Benz C230 next Friday. Which would you like?
The iBook.
All right.
Yeah, very good, Perry.
Congratulations. Then you've won the iPod and the iBook. Everybody go to apple.com. This is, listen, iBook, incidentally, is Apple's laptop computer.
Yes.
Yeah, I know I'm a Mac guy.
So this guy is, he's won a great prize.
Fantastic.
Apple wants us to promote the iPod, but they were nice enough to give us an iBook as well.
That's great.
And that is a kick-ass. It's one of those very thin, very flat, very cool laptop computers.
You're going to love it.
So enjoy.
Oh,
go ahead now. Pee out the blood. Listen, I've done that myself.
Burn.
I have done that myself. It is enough to make you gag.
You got
to
do it.
What did they fill you up with? What did they fill you up with?
I have no idea.
Saline, probably.
Cool liquid, as they said, cool liquid.
Did you say ham, Rob?
Yeah, that's what my doctor uses.
Ham.
Fill him up with ham. All right. Perry, congratulations. Thank you, my friend.
Not a problem.
Hold on a second. How can you not go?
You got to go with the guy's experiencing pain as he's calling us, too.
Wow.
I mean, I would be so freaked out by a procedure, the last thing I'd want to do is call a radio station.
They're putting that thing inside him.
That's right.
Okay, we've not given away the key yet. I'm going to make this very simple. Well, Buzz, now I'm going to have one question, though, and you got to answer the question. And we can get caller 100 real fast here while we're setting up the news with Buzz. 877-365-3636, 202-432-1067, 877-692-1027. Those are your numbers. National number, D.C. number, New York City number. A very simple question about something that's happened on today's show, something that was said on today's show.
If you were paying attention, you should be very confident.
Only one person's going to have a chance, and if that one person gets it wrong, we'll give away the key somehow else. While we cycle through, do this quickly, kids, the 100 calls, let's go to the cubicle.
Yeah. The news cubicle.
You know, that might be the best Where Are You we've ever played.
That is. Because if we hadn't picked a guy that was getting the
whatever it is.
Cystoscopy?
Yes.
Is that what?
Cystoscopy.
Cystoscopy?
Now you've got me doing it.
Cystoscopy.
S-I-S.
Cystoscopy.
Cystoscopy.
There it
is.
S-I-S.
No, C-Y-S-T-O.
Cystoscopy.
C-O-P-Y.
Cystoscopy.
Cystoscopy.
Oh, that's easy. Cystoscopy.
See, it's easy.
Cystoscopy. Anyway, he was a runaway winner.
How could you be fine as soon as I put my glove on?
How could you not go with that guy? Everybody else was great, but, you know, we've never had that done.
All-time winner.
Let's go to Buzz now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
Buzz, what is your lead made-up story today on the news and comments?
Today, another country goes to war.
All right. Yeah. Good. And well, not good, but I mean,
we'll
good
see.
Well, yeah. It ain't us, so that's good. Let's get a call 100 right now. Johnny, I'll start with you right there. Hello? Don and Mike show. Hello? Just drop it. Yeah, hi. Listen, call 100. What's your name?
Nick.
Where are you from, Nick?
Brooklyn.
Nick, one person, one chance right now to win the key for the Mercedes.
Are you ready, Nick?
Yep.
Give me a timpani or something there, Robbie.
Yeah.
You got something? Because it's a simple question. I hope you've been listening to the whole show today. Nick from Brooklyn. And keep in mind, if Nick doesn't get this, we'll give away the key some other way.
That's right.
The show today.
Right.
Nick, how much longer will Mike and I be working for Infinity Broadcasting?
I'm going to take a guess, though.
Okay.
And say till Friday.
Till Friday.
Well, till Friday.
Good guess. You know, you could end up being the winner after some of the things we said today.
Really?
Was it right, though?
No, Nick, no. 18 months. We have 18 months left, and then we're leaving.
Oh, did Ken Stevens ever call you back?
Oh, yeah. I don't even want to get into
it. You got to listen there.
I don't want to get into it. But, Nick, thank you, my friend. Thank you. Hold on. We'll give you something. We'll give you the mistletoe Friday.
So long, everybody.
Mistletoe bear from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. And, incidentally, Ken, if you're listening, that would be a viable option for us as well. If you would just like to, sorry, you didn't get it. You just want a part company on Friday.
Be wonderful.
That'd be okay, too. We would have no problem finding a new home.
Happy holidays!
So listen, that means we're still going to give away the key somehow on the show during the news and the comments.
Yes, we are.
So stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
How long are we going to work for Infinity Broadcasting? Friday?
Good guess.
That's good. That's really good.
It is very good.
Oh, and we also still have the fifth row WWF tickets to give away as well. So stand by for that. All of this, of course, was very
professional.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636.
Right.
That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's the national number, D.C. 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027.
Chock full of number three, the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, Wednesday on the show, Boobs for Benz.
All right.
You heard us talk about this girl. You want to come down to the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters on Wednesday. Paint your boobs to look like Christmas ornaments. The best set of boobs painted will win a key for the Mercedes-Benz.
Delightful.
The key party is a week from Friday.
Mm.
If you don't feel comfortable painting them yourself, Buzz will be glad to paint. Mm-hmm. You can also bring a friend to paint them here in our studio on the air, or you can just paint them yourself and come on down.
I say we'll get about four women that'll want Buzz to do all the painting.
And let us see what's doing there. Tomorrow on the show, what is this? A drive-through. Lisa, what is it? It's a drive-through hookers or drive-through strip club or a drive-through something.
They have those.
What is it, yeah. Lisa?
It's a drive-through nudie bar.
A drive-through nudie bar.
Yeah. How does that work? Well, I guess we'll find out.
Find out tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Also, tomorrow we'll be talking to, Rob did some research and got the number of some guy. What does he do, Rob?
Remember the guy who covered the hotel room in cheese?
Yeah.
He did an entire house in, somewhere in Powell, Wisconsin.
He's from Wisconsin, shocker. Mm-hmm. And he covered his entire house inside and out with melted cheese.
Yeah. Melted cheese.
That's the type of high-quality guest you can look for on the...
I like that. Boy, that takes a big microwave.
Don and Mike Show. Also, I'd like to mention gutter balls action, hot rolling balls aflame.
Go balls!
Don and Mike gutter balls, our world-class semi-pro bowling team. This Wednesday night at our unofficial lanes, the Annandale, Virginia AMF bowling lanes.
AMF!
At 8 o'clock, we'll be bowling a team that's got the nerve to call themselves just people.
People.
Just people. Okay, that's all I got for now. We still will give away the Benz key here in a second. Buzz, let's get some... you know what? Why not? Well, Buzz gives us the news. Let's get another call. 100. Let's get started.
Very good.
I think I got another real easy question for you. Christ, you should get this one to win the Mercedes-Benz.
Absolutely.
I've given you the phone numbers, National, D.C., and New York City. Who is the most hated man in America? I don't think the question could be any easier.
No. Very simple.
The most hated man in America. Call 100. Answer the question right. You'll win the key for the Mercedes-Benz. Now, here is Guy Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike. Normally, the U.S. is asking Israel to restrain itself whenever the Jewish state's tempted to retaliate for the terrorism it suffers on a regular basis. But today, the White House is saying Israel has the right to defend itself against the terrorist bombings over the weekend that killed dozens of people and injured hundreds of others. The bombings occurred while Israel's prime minister was in the U.S. looking at the rubble of the World Trade Center. By the time the White House spoke today, Israel was already bombing the buildings around Yasser Arafat's Palestinian headquarters. Arafat wasn't there at the time. Ariel Sharon, the Prime Minister of Israel, says that this was an act of war, and he totally blames Yasser Arafat for it. There's a great deal of debate now as to whether or not the Middle East will just blow up, or, as some people believe, this could be an opportunity for real peace talks for the first time, because everybody over there is just sick of all the violence.
Boy, you know, and it's amazing to think that we go through what we went through, but these people are dealing with it every single day.
And they have been for God knows how long.
Yep. Absolutely. Even without a raise, even in this recession, Americans managed a record increase in spending in October.
Thank you, Frida.
Zero interest financing on cars gets most of the credit. With that leading the way, we increased our personal spending by an all-time high.
Apparently, Frida just wants to say something. Yes,
okay. Go ahead.
This is Frida in the store.
Okay, thank you.
Personal spending up by an all-time high of nearly 3% in October. Personal incomes, meanwhile, showed no increase for the second straight month, their worst showing in more than 7 years. We're spending anyway. Some lawmakers are pushing for a 10-day lifting of all sales taxes in this country. The idea is to get people spending, to boost the economy. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says it's a cut that everybody benefits from, whether they make $10,000 a year or $100,000. The plan would have the federal government reimbursing states and local governments for the tax money they'd lose on the deal.
And despite what you may have heard of the tragic news over the weekend,
yes.
There's no shortage of Beatles at your local VW dealers. Plenty of Beatles.
Nice plug.
Thank you.
How are you going to say that on your own show, Rob?
I didn't want
you. He didn't say that on his Volkswagen show, on his car show, on his weekend show.
God. A Florida librarian is taking some flack for telling the FBI what she knew about the September 11th hijackers. A reference librarian in Delray Beach, Florida, recognized three of the names when the Bureau released the identities of the terrorist hijackers. And as soon as she made the connection, she made a phone call. She told how they'd used the library's computers and asked for the name of a good place to eat in the area. Now, she's being criticized by the American Library Association for breaking its privacy policy.
Oh, come on.
The librarian's code of ethics has them protecting the confidentiality of their customers, much like a doctor, lawyer, or member of the clergy.
You better believe there's some a-hole at the center of that controversy.
The librarian in trouble says, and I quote, "I would do it again in a minute."
Here you go. Here's who at the center of that.
This is Jeremy Coleman speaking for the Don and Mike Show.
I realize that they are dead now and that they blew up a lot of people, but you've violated the confidentiality.
Tom Cruise, speaking of confidential, has dropped a $100 million lawsuit now that a publisher has retracted a story about the actor's sexual orientation.
He doesn't like that.
The publisher claimed to have an X-rated video showing Cruise having gay sex. Cruise's lawsuit argued that no tape does, has ever, or even could exist.
No, he's destroyed all the copies.
The publisher originally said he got the tape in Germany. He also offered a $500,000 reward to anyone who could provide evidence that Cruise was gay. From our not that there's anything wrong with that department, Cruise's lawyer says, and I quote, "He's not gay, but that Tom is, quoting again, a great believer in everybody's freedom to choose his own sexual preference."
Man, that's cold.
George Harrison's family has asked for a moment of silence at 4:30 Eastern time today to reflect on the man and his music. And the former Beatles' ashes will be immersed in the holy rivers of India today. He was cremated in a cardboard casket, just hours after he died on Thursday.
You got over it this weekend, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'll be screaming my lungs out at 4:30 today.
Closure is a good thing. Harrison left his $300 million fortune to his family, to his religion, and to his favorite charities. The Hare Krishna sect gets 10%. Several million will go to charities that serve poor children in Africa. As is often the case, his music is now selling like crazy. Number one on Amazon.com's music sales chart at last check. Harrison's album, All Things Must Pass.
Yeah, you know, what I love is I was listening to radio this weekend, and, you know, we played a lot of George Harrison's music on Friday as the bumper's going in and out. Right. And what I loved hearing on Friday and even Saturday and Sundays, I listened to radio, like Oldies 100 and classic rock and everything. They're doing all these tributes, and they're nice tributes and everything, but they're playing records that, if he wasn't dead, they would never have played in a million years.
Of course.
You know, because they're not in format, man. They don't research well.
Exactly.
It's like it was great to drive around and go, oh, wow, I remember that from the Dark Horse album. But you know you'll never hear it again.
Never.
Because the guy, he's only going to die one time.
And if I had to read one more newspaper headline, it said, "The World Gently Weeps."
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Where they, "While My Guitar Gently Weeps," right. That's his song. And, you know, I mean, really, again and again and again.
I'm also sick of reading that he lost his battle with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, that irks me when I read that.
Why is that? I mean, he battled it for a long time, or he had it for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know. Just something about it. Just oogies me out. You know, like he's in the fight. I'm a fighter.
But I did enjoy every time I read that he said that Paul McCartney was maddeningly bossy.
Yeah, you get a lot of that stuff. Like when they were doing Abbey Road, that he got pissed off and walked out, and then brought Clapton in to play on While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah, he wasn't happy about that.
That Paul loved to micromanage.
Yes, he did, man.
I like to micromanage.
Bloody good. It'll be interesting to see how this sells. Harrison reportedly had nearly finished a new album when he died, so expect that to hit the market soon. Elton John, meanwhile, says he's through with recording. He made the announcement last night at a show in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Tantrum.
He says 40 albums is enough and that he hates the record industry anyway.
And he hates people for not buying his records anymore.
You know, I can't. That guy.
This guy.
That guy. I mean, you know how much money he's made, and to come out, he hates the industry. Hates the industry and paid for everything he has.
Have you heard his new record? They play it on VH1 all the time. It's like that same Lion King.
Yeah, right.
Same kind
of sound.
Here it is, Elton John.
Blue moon. I don't want blue skies. All day long, nothing but blue skies.
Elton John.
What do I see? La 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 la.
Yeah, there he is, Elton John, everybody.
He says 40 albums is enough. He says he does like performing, however, and that he will...
Oh, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Keep doing concerts. Elton John performing.
Oh, big, one small, one some as big as your head. La, 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 la. That's what the showman said.
He says he'll still do concerts and other appearances.
Buzz, let's get a call 100 here.
Yeah.
I think it's a very simple question. Who is the most hated man in America? Scott Krabinski. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello, who's this?
Cliff.
Where are you from?
St. Leonard, Maryland.
All right, Robbie, I need timpani here. This could be a big winner for a Mercedes-Benz key that could start the C230 that we're giving away a week from Friday.
Let's see what happens.
The Mercedes-Benz C230 Compressor Sports Coupe, the hottest new car from Mercedes. 6-month waiting list for this car. We're giving this baby away from AT&T. Also, Simply Wireless at their website, www.simplywireless.com. Who is the most hated man in America?
Between Bin Laden and Ken Stevens.
No, the answer is simply Osama Ken Stevens.
That's it.
Not a tie. I'm sorry. It is not a tie. Ken Stevens is more hated in this country than Osama bin Laden.
Bingo.
I am sorry.
You have to know that.
You screwed the pooch. Goodbye.
There you go. We didn't make a friend there.
No. All right. Well, that
goodbye.
Being...
That was tougher than that bitch that's on NBC.
Oh, you are the weakest link.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good day to you, sir.
That means we're not done yet.
No.
We're not done yet. I got another one. I got another question.
Corns are coming.
877-365-3636, 202-432-1067, 877-692-1027. Answer a simple question. Win a key for the Mercedes. Caller 100. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hagerstown, Maryland. Hello.
Hi. Thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole.
Go.
Yes. Don and Mike Arner, you're coming out on the erectile
Okay, I think that was a gag call, so I cut it because they mentioned two local disc jockeys.
What? Oh.
Don and Mike, honey.
All right, here we go again. On 100. Let's go, Johnny. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Speak to us. Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, you call 100. What's your name?
My name is Lisa.
Lisa, where are you from?
I am from Ridgefield, Connecticut.
All right, Lisa.
Oh, make it easy.
I think it's very easy. Who said hello to us on television this weekend?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Now I have to paint my boobs.
Yeah. Yes, all right, good. That worked out well for everybody.
Yes, you do have to paint your boobs for the car. No, actually, it was, of course, Nancy.
Jim Nance of CBS Sports.
Jim Nance from CBS. Boy, no one has gotten the key yet today.
Someone was paying attention, I'm sure.
Listen, speaking of the Jim Nance thing, if anybody's got a copy of that tape, we had a couple people call and say they were bringing it down, and then the tape never showed.
Now, are you going to wait and take another call on 100, or are you going to take another call and ask? Because I've got a great question.
Oh, if you got a question, I'll just plug the line down here, right? All right, these people have been calling. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, can I call 100?
Yeah, kind of. Mike, what's the question?
All right, are you ready? I think this is an easy question.
All right, this question's from Mike.
Over the weekend, some neighbors of Don's wanted him to get involved in a project. What type of project was it?
What type of project?
You're killing us here.
This is easy stuff.
For Mike. What type of project for Mike?
Oh, for Don.
No, for Don.
Oh, for Don? Yeah. For Don?
You're killing us.
Sorry.
It was a kid's TV show.
Yep.
It's the cardinal rule on this show. Listen 4 hours every
listen
day.
Listen to learn, learn to listen.
To listen. All right, Buzz, now we're going to put it on you to come up with a question.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. I love putting you on the spot. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
This is Dave.
What's the question for Dave, Buzz?
Dave, what was the first stunt that was called in on Where Are You Listening Today?
Oh, Buzz, I don't remember that.
That's too obscure.
Listen, give him Robbie, never mind, Buzz. You're never any good at this on-the-fly stuff.
Hello, friend?
Yes.
What celebrity guest did Don visit with at the Redskins game yesterday?
That'd be Sonny Jurgensen.
Marginal credit.
Could be true.
Said celebrity.
But it wasn't
sir.
Said on the air.
No, absolutely not. Buzz, you giving any thought to another question?
No, I'm still stuck on the where you listening idea. All the other good questions have been taken.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I want to ask one of these questions. They're too easy.
Can I ask a question of you? You're playing, sir, so I have to ask the question.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
All right, the question is, during the game that we were just playing, the game for, that lasted a much longer period of time than we anticipated.
Where are you listening?
There was one particular caller who Don and I thought was lying and Lisa and Joe thought was telling the truth.
That's a good question.
Where was he allegedly calling from?
He was at a funeral for some.
There you go.
Finally.
There you go. Finally.
All right.
Shake the Christmas tree.
Bingo.
There you go.
Right.
There it is.
What is the debut? You always know it's Christmas when you hear that.
What is your name, my friend?
Tyrone Davis.
Tyrone, if I could turn back the hands of time, isn't that Tyrone Davis?
Yeah, that's one of his songs.
Yeah, Tyrone, where are you from?
Well, right here in D.C.
Tyrone, congratulations. You've won one of the 29 keys that we are giving out. Your key might start the Mercedes-Benz C230 Compressor Sports Coupe. We will see you at the key party a week from Friday.
Okay.
Thank you, Tyrone.
Okay.
My man.
There it is.
Tyrone.
The Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
You know, we would have had a much more intricate contest for the key the show just got away from us today. But that's the joy of it, that sometimes it's very easy.
Right.
Too bad we had so many DAs who didn't listen to the whole show.
Fun DAs, though, today.
Listen, now we got to get a call 100. Same phone numbers for fifth row tickets for WWF SmackDown with The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Undertaker. We love The Undertaker. Fifth row WWF tickets now. for call 100. And, Buzz, we got to cut to the chase.
Okay, in sports, the Packers visit the Jacksonville Jaguars tonight on Monday Night Football. But at 7-3, Green Bay is more concerned about its rivalry with Chicago. The Pack needs a win tonight to stay just one game behind the Bears.
Chicago!
Michael Jordan fans are waiting to hear if he'll be benched with a knee injury. Jordan pledged to play every game this season, but after just 16 games, he has fluid on his knee.
Yeah, he sucks. He sucks.
38-year-old scored a season-low 15 points in Saturday night's loss to Orlando. He's listed as very questionable for tomorrow night's game in San Antonio.
I watched the game on TV part of it Saturday night, the Wizards Magic game.
Yeah, right.
Looked to me like Grady from Sanford and Son was out there wearing number 23.
Oh, God.
Really did. And I mean, I'm all for his valiant effort, man.
Right.
But
do you think maybe he should have stayed retired?
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, ain't that a kick in the head? A Canadian man is suing a Vancouver area strip club. He says he was injured by a reckless dancer who kicked him in the head. Greg Bonnet's lawsuit says it happened when the dancer swung around the pole and fractured his nose.
Oh, wow.
He wants damages from the dancer for, quote, dancing in a negligent and reckless manner.
And that what you like in those places?
Negligees, not negligence.
Yeah, in order for that to happen, he's probably hanging his head right out on the stage.
He's also suing the club, saying the club was negligent for not putting up signs, warning of the risk of sitting too close to the stage.
Oh, God.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. You bet.
No!
I hate when those strip joints serve hot coffee. Good one today, everybody. Thank you for your calls and all the participation. Back tomorrow with the new episode with the drive-thru strip club and whatever else we got going tomorrow. Time for a call number 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, am I calling 100?
No, you got to be a certain. Listen, I'll give you a break, though. Who does Rob hate? Answer that question. He'll give you the prize.
Rob. I can't answer that.
Stop.
I have the answer.
Yeah, Mike?
Everybody.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are. What's your name?
Bill.
Where are you from, my friend?
New York.
I was hoping. I was hoping that we might get a specific group.
Yeah, I know.
And then I could just say yes.
Yeah, a specific group would have been the funny answer, but of course the correct answer was the one I gave.
Everyone.
But there's really no wrong answer.
Congratulations. You won fifth row seats to see the WWF SmackDown. Tickets go on sale Saturday at noon. At Ticketmaster locations, call 888-551-SEAT. See over 40 of your favorite WWF superstars like The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Undertaker, and many more. Hope you like the wrestling.
Thank you.
You got it. Have a good day. Thank you for listening, and we will be back tomorrow.
All right.
With a brand new episode. Until then, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, neighbor. I had to say it again. I don't know why. I'll get out of that habit after a while.
So.
Sorry.
Rob.
Are you kind?
Throw your hat in the air just like Sydney.
Oops.
Enough with the touchstones. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after
all. Once again, I say you. Siegfried and Roy. You guys at the end of the show. All you need is a white tiger. We'll see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.